That it does. Live from Maimonides Park on Coney Island, this is Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball live on SNY. This evening's matchup, the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades, the High A affiliate of the New York Yankees, taking on the Brooklyn Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets. Alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us here on Coney Island on this Thursday evening. This Cyclones team has sent a lot of guys up to Double-A Binghamton already this year. Eight players already promoted, but Johnny, the Cyclones team, a four-game winning streak right now, playing some of their best baseball of the season.
Yeah, well, Justin, you think about some of the names, right? Brandon Sproat, Nolan McLean, that Mets fans have gotten well acclimated with over the course of the past couple months. They proved everything they needed to prove here at the High A level, up to the Rumble Ponies with Double-A Binghamton. But that does not mean this Cyclone squad has slowed down one bit. Some more names that Cyclones fans should maybe start to get acclimated with: Jonah Tung, Cade Morris, two starting pitchers that have recently joined this Brooklyn squad from Single-A St. Lucie. They have been pitching the lights out, and a big reason why they've gone each of the last two nights, the Cyclones are on this current four-game winning streak.
Not the only stars to watch tonight for the Cyclones. The center fielder Nick Morabito has been a star this season among minor league baseball's leaders in on base percentage and batting average, and he has been a star ever since he's joined the Brooklyn lineup.
Yeah, well, similar to my point from earlier, Sproat McLean proving everything they needed to here in Brooklyn, Morabito proving everything that he needed to down in St. Lucie, and you're right, since he's joined the Cyclones, he's done nothing but hit safely in all but two games and reach base safely all but once since joining the High A level.
Not only that, but that is not the only star you'll see here today for Hudson Valley. Major League rehabber DJ LeMahieu, the multiple-time All-Star and Gold Glove Award winner, in the lineup for Hudson Valley tonight, leading off 1-for-3 in his first game on Tuesday. Will be a great test for the Cyclones pitching staff.
Yeah, he had an RBI single back on Tuesday as well. Did make an error in the field as well, for what that is worth. But you talk about a test and a rude awakening for Brooklyn starter Yordany Ventura, former top 30 prospect in the Mets org. He gets a former batting champ to start the game. Should be a real test.
Well, Jonah Tung struck him out to lead off the ball game on Tuesday. And with that, let's take a look at this evening's starting lineups. First for the visiting Hudson Valley Renegades, DJ LeMahieu, the man we just talked about, leading things off as the third baseman. Jared Cerna will bat second at shortstop. Yorbeet Bibas will bat third. He is the second baseman tonight. Jesus Rodriguez cleans up as the DH. Jay Savina, center fielder, hits in the five-hole. Omar Martinez will bat sixth and serve as the catcher. Batting seventh at first base, Kiko Romero. Cole Gabrielson, the eight-hole hitter, in right field. And Kyle Battle makes his first appearance in this series. He'll bat ninth and be in left field. Yordany Ventura on the mound for the Cyclones today. This is the lineup behind him, left to right of the outfield. Karel Paz, Nick Morabito, and Stanley Consuegra. Third to first around the infield, Nick LaRusso, Junior Tillian, Jeffrey De Los Santos, and Mateo Gil, with Christian Pregent, the catcher, behind the plate. Ventura is ready. LeMahieu is ready. Our first pitch of the night is a fastball strike at 94, and we're underway at 7:03 Eastern. So glad you could be with us here on this Tuesday night on SNY. The 0-1, and Ventura misses down and away, even at a ball and a strike. LeMahieu, as we just mentioned, 1-for-3 in his first game with Hudson Valley on Tuesday. Played only about 5.5 innings, came out in the bottom half of the sixth inning as LeMahieu takes outside, 2-2. Expected to play again tomorrow, have an off day on Saturday, and be back in the lineup again on Sunday. And if all goes well, reports say he will be back with the Yankees next week in California as LeMahieu gets it off the hands. And the count of ball and rather 2-2.
He was really the only source of offense for Hudson Valley back on Tuesday as well. An RBI single, they only scored one run.
This fouled out of play to the right, and the count stays at 2-2. Yordani Ventura, the starter this evening for Brooklyn, 23-year-old righty from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. A couple of years removed from Tommy John surgery. The 2-2 pitch is a fastball outside. Full 3-2. Ventura, just his second start of the year, made his first 7 appearances out of the bullpen. 2-0 record, an ERA just under 2.5. The payoff pitch to LeMahieu is hammered in the air to left. Back at the track at the wall is Paz. He leaps and it's off the fence. On his way to second, LeMahieu, and the throw there late. So DJ LeMahieu leads off this ball game with a bang. And Hudson Valley, a runner at second and nobody out.
Yeah, well, he's been doing that for a long time. And that time, Ventura just gave him a pitch a little too good to hit. LeMahieu barreled it up well, thought maybe it had enough to clear the advertisements, but not quite with 2 rows of ads here at Maimonides Park in that left center field portion.
340 feet off the fence. And so a man at second and nobody out for the number 2 hitter, Jared Cerna. Righty's first pitch is a fastball high, and the count 1-0. Cerna was a late add to the lineup. Rock Riggio was scratched from Hudson Valley's lineup about 40 minutes or so before first pitch tonight. Cerna, the Yankees' number 19 prospect, according to Baseball America, and he takes a called strike, 1-1. Cerna hitting at 252, 7 homers, 26 RBIs, coming into play today. A 20-game on base streak, Johnny, as a brief conversation out there on the bump between the catcher, Christian Pregent, and the right-hander, Ventura.
Yeah, yet to have a base hit in this series, 0-for-6 through the first two games. But to your point, Justin, has been a real thorn in opposing pitchers' sides over the course of the past couple weeks. Look at yesterday, too, drew a walk despite an 0-for-3 day.
Guy does have a lot of pop, had a 3-home-run game earlier this year against Wilmington. The 1-1. And Cerna in the air, center field. Going back on it is Morabito. He'll make the catch as LeMahieu will drift back to second base. So one away in the first inning. Brings up another rehabber. There's 3 rehabbers right now on this Yankees affiliate roster. You know about DJ LeMahieu, the man at second base. This is one of the other 2. Tyler Hardman not in the lineup today. But Yorbeet Bibas, the batter here. Yankees acquired him in the offseason from the Dodgers in the deal that also netted Victor Gonzalez. Trey Sweeney, former first-round pick, going to L.A. And the first pitch to Bibas outside 1-0.
Really curious to see how Ventura bounces back here after allowing the leadoff double to LeMahieu. You talk about someone who's really a Swiss Army knife. Up until last time out was appearing exclusively out of the bullpen. This now his second turn through the rotation. When he's on, Justin, his stuff is top-notch.
The 1-0, and Bibas takes outside, 2-0. One of the big things for Ventura this year, Johnny, has been improvements in so many different areas, but The big thing for Ventura from last year to this year has been the walk rate is down and the strikeout rate is up. Both things you love to see from a young prospect as Bibas takes up and away. 3-0 now. Ventura, just 7 walks, 27 strikeouts so far this year. Coming into play today, that strikeout rate up by about 8%, walk rate down by about 8% from last season. But 3-0 on Bibas, who takes in the dirt ball 4. So the first walk of the day allowed by Ventura. And Hudson Valley with 2 on and 1 out for the cleanup batter, Jesus Rodriguez.
And for Ventura, obviously, when he runs into trouble, more often than not, the walk's a big reason why. Started 10 games here in Brooklyn a season ago. Justin, you and I both saw all 10 of them, and it was the kind of thing where when he ran into those walks, that's when some of his outings were a little bit shorter than I'm sure he would have hoped.
Rodriguez, the batter, 1-for-4 last night, hitting at 312 on the year, 5 homers and 20 RBIs. 2 on, 1 out, and Ventura misses down and away, 1-0. What a beautiful night for baseball here on Coney Island right now. A scenic 75 degrees. Not too much wind to speak of. American flag out in center, blowing in just a tad towards the third base line. The 1-0, and this almost clips Rodriguez up and in, a breaking ball that got away. And Ventura struggling to find the zone early. Just 6 of his first 16 pitches strikes. You look at some of the dimensions here on Coney Island, 315 down the line and left, 325 to the pole and right, and worth noting, Mets and Yankee fans, that 412 marker in center, deeper than Yankee Stadium and Citi Field. As the 2-0 down and away. And Ventura behind, 3 balls and no strikes.
And the 412 to dead center, deeper than 26 out of 30 big league parks. You don't see that every day.
It makes it mighty hard to muscle one out of here to dead center field. 3-0 pitch. And Rodriguez sends it towards the parking lot. 3 balls and a strike, but Ventura, a right-hander, dealt with Tommy John surgery, had a great start to his career. Signed out of the Dominican in 2018. Really started to turn heads right here in this ballpark during the pandemic in 2020 when the Mets' alternate site was here on Coney Island. As Rodriguez takes a strike, 3-2. Looked good in spring training in 2021, but underwent Tommy John surgery that year, missed the rest of the season. Missed the first half of 2022. Came back, made a couple of starts in the Complex League at Single-A St. Lucie before suffering a pectoral injury and then missed the remainder of that season. Payoff pitch outside, ball 4. And Hudson Valley has the bases loaded with 1 out.
Yeah, well, it's no question that it has certainly been a long road back for Yordani Ventura. I mean, you think about last year in 2023, that was really his first full season of baseball since 2019. Obviously, the pandemic COVID year in 2020, then missed all of 21 with the TJ, as you mentioned, Justin, and then in 2022, that pec injury ended his season earlier than he would have thought, and now just trying to get on the same page with Dan McKinney, Brooklyn pitching coach.
And Dan out there on the mound having a conversation with Ventura, Pregent, and Mateo Gill. Cyclones first baseman. That last name might sound familiar to some of you folks. His dad, Benji, longtime big leaguer with the Angels and the Rangers, actually in the house tonight to watch his son play some baseball. And now the home plate umpire coming out to break up the conversation. John Forster calling the balls and strikes tonight. On the bases this evening, Jared Neal. So a great chance for Hudson Valley straight out of the gate as Jay Savino will be the batter with the bases loaded and 1 out. And they're going to call. Not sure what Jared Neal was motioning there. But now the pitch and hit in the air. Deep left field. Back goes Paz. Onto the warning track, turns around. He leaps, and it's off the fence. Rolling towards the center fielder. One run is in. Here comes Bibas to the plate. He'll score standing up. It's a two-run double for Jace Avina, and the Renegades take a 2-0 lead in the first.
Well, that's the second time in this inning that an opposing batter has just put an absolute bullet to left center. Paz did the best he could to try to track it down at the warning track, but to no avail, and now both DJ LeMahieu and Jace Avina with scorching doubles.
Avina came into this week tied for the South Atlantic League lead in doubles. That is 13th of the year, and the Renegades a 2-0 lead as Omar Martinez takes a called strike. This is the largest lead of the week for Hudson Valley, who comes into play today. Losers of five straight. The 0-1. And Martinez a drive. Deep right field. Back at the track at the wall. And this one is about as far a home run as you'll ever see to right field at Maimonides Park. Omar Martinez may have landed that in the Atlantic Ocean. 105.6 off the bat. 373 feet at least. And the Renegades lead 5-0.
Well, what do they say about good hitting? It's contagious, and right now these Renegades hitters just absolutely feeling it. Martinez with some serious power behind that one.
There had only been one home run hit to right field at Maimonides Park so far this year coming into this week. As the batter Kiko Romero takes by the shoelaces 1-0. And there have now been two in the first 18-plus innings this week. Jeffrey De Los Santos for Brooklyn accomplished the feat on Tuesday night. The 1-0. And there is strike at the knees. 1-1 on Romero. Yankees' seventh-round pick last year out of Arizona, hitting 219 for homers, 13 RBIs. As this bounced on the ground a second, coming on is De Los Santos. And the throw to first in time, two down.
So just to put into perspective how big of a frame this is for Hudson Valley, through two games combined coming into this now third game of the series, Renegades had only scored two runs, one in each. They've got five alone in the top of the first tonight. Safe to say the bats have woken up.
Not only that, Yordani Ventura had only allowed seven runs all season coming into tonight, has allowed five in the first. As Cole Gabrielson takes outside and low. And the count 1-0. The line, the 1-0. And there's a line drive into right center field. A base hit headed towards the gap. Over to cut it off, Consuegra. On his way to second, Gabrielson. The throw, and they got him. Welcome to SNY, Stanley Consuegra. The Cyclones' all-time leader in outfield assists picks up another to end the inning. But Hudson Valley strikes for five runs. The big blow, a home run by Omar Martinez through a half. The Renegades, a 5-0 lead on SNY.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Back here from Maimonides Park alongside Johnny Gadamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. A lot of work to do for Brooklyn already. Hudson Valley, a five-run, four-hit top of the first. And they have a 5-0 lead. Sebastian Keene on the mound for the Renegades tonight. And Nick Morabito, the man we were talking about in our open, will lead things off. First pitch swinging, and he ropes one into left center field for a base hit. Over to cut it off is the center fielder. And a nice job throwing it back in by Abina to keep the runner at first base. But Nick Morabito, first pitch swinging, lines a knock into center.
Yeah, well, you got to start somewhere. Morabito continues to do exactly what he has done ever since his promotion. This is a Cyclone squad that hasn't had to deal with this much adversity in quite some time. You mentioned that four-game winning streak, but just baby steps to trying to claw their way back into this.
Morabito's going. First pitch high, throw down by Martinez, and they got him. Sebastian Keene had only had one base runner thrown out against him all year coming into the night, and Nick Morabito caught stealing for the first out of the ballgame.
Yeah, base runners were 15 for 16 against Keene. He can make it 15 of 17 now.
1-0 the count on Nick LaRusso, who's had a fantastic season. This a high fly ball to left. Battle back at the track, at the wall. It's off the very top of the fence, and it's called a home run. They say it got out of here. Nick LaRusso, his fifth home run of the season. And just like that, Brooklyn gets a run back. It's 5-1.
Well, the bats certainly know they had work to do. Morabito, LaRusso both come out aggressive. LaRusso got a pitch he liked, and we've seen that a couple times this season from LaRusso. Not the first time he has dinged one off the video board in left center.
Well, there have been less than six outs on SNY, and we've had two home runs. As Junior Tillian out in front, no balls and a strike. The details on that LaRusso home run, 100 miles an hour off the bat and 359 feet. The 0-1 to Tillian. Outside, it's even at a ball and a strike. Tillian coming into play tonight. 218, a homer, 9 RBIs. Keene ready at the belt. Here's his 1-1, and Tillian serves one to the right out of play. 1-2, Keene the starter for Hudson Valley tonight. Yankees 18th round pick. Couple of years ago out of Northeastern. 2-3 record of 5.06 ERA. The 1-2. And Tillian takes a called strike three on the inner half. So Sebastian Keene picks up his first strikeout. And there's two down in the bottom of the first for William Lugo.
Well, I think from a Brooklyn standpoint, you have to recognize that Keene, a guy who's got the ERA up over 5.06 to be exact, this is someone you can jump on, and that's certainly the mindset Morabito and LaRusso possessed. Look for a lot of swings early in the count.
Brings up William Lugo, who takes a strike. Lugo hitting just a .157 on the year, 18 for 115. A homer, 14 RBIs, but has reached in his last six games. And he takes the breaking ball down and away. 1-1. Lugo entering play today. Among the minor league leaders in walk rate, 34 free passes on the year. The 1-1. And Lugo out in front of the off-speed 1-2. Lugo coming into the ball game tonight. Second in the South Atlantic League, third in minor league baseball, with a walk rate over 22%. The 1-2 pitch, and Keene misses with a curveball down and away. Two balls and two strikes. Defensively, behind Keene tonight, left to right in the outfield, Kyle Battle, Jay Savina, Cole Gabrielson. Third to first around the infield, DJ LeMahieu, Jared Serna, Yorbeet Bibas and Kiko Romero, with Omar Martinez behind the plate, the 2-2 inside. A full count now on Lugo.
You have to love the patience for Lugo. And we brought it up off the top of the broadcast. Ryan Clifford, who came over as a part of the Justin Verlander trade, he began the season in Brooklyn, since has been promoted to Double-A. But Clifford, much like Lugo, routinely drawing bases on balls.
Payoff pitch. And a fastball got him looking. 91 at the knees. So Sebastian Keen works around the one-out home run by LaRusso and limits the damage to one. We're through one here on this Thursday night at Maimonides Park. Renegades 5, Cyclones 1. You're watching on SNY.
I work at the radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to BrooklynCyclones.com.
Second inning here at Maimonides Park. Your Donnie Ventura back to work. 5-1 Renegades. Our score on SNY. First pitch. The only man who didn't bat for Hudson Valley in the first inning, that is Kyle Battle. And he takes a breaking ball strike. And the count 0-1. 9-1, 2-2 up for the Renegades in the inning. As the one strike pitch looped into shallow left. Coming on is Karell Paz. And he'll put it away for the first out of the second inning. Brings up the top of the order, and DJ LeMahieu started that rally with a double off the left field wall. Came around to score on the RBI base knock by Avina. First pitch from Yordani, and LeMahieu takes a called strike. And the count 0-1. LeMahieu been out of the lineup for the Yankees since March the 16th. Fouled a ball off his right foot in a spring training game, the 0-1. Chopped on the ground a second. Staying down on it, De Los Santos, and he'll get the out at first. So already, Johnny, a much better start for Ventura in the second inning. Two batters, two outs.
Yeah, exactly what the doctor ordered thus far. If you're Ventura, of course, you'd love nothing more than a 1-2-3 here. Keep that pitch count down. Look for him to maybe try to pound the strike zone a little more than he would if it was obviously a different situation with how many pitches he threw in the first.
Brings up Jared Cerna. Fly ball to center is only time up. And he takes outside 1-0. Cerna, just 21 years old. A member of the Yankees spring breakout roster. Did not play in that game, however, as he takes a called strike. Had a great year last year for the Yankees affiliate at Single-A Tampa. Was voted by Florida State League managers as this fouled away. As the best defensive second baseman and the most exciting player in the Florida State League a year ago. Had 19 home runs, 71 RBIs in that league. Notorious for zapping power, not aiding it. The 1-2 fouled back.
Yeah, so exciting at second base that they went ahead and moved him over to short.
Moved him over to short where he's played so far in this series. He's done a nice job there, made an incredible play on Tuesday night to his right to take away a base hit from Junior Tillian. As this one lined right at Junior Tillian, and payback comes back to get him. As 1-2-3 goes Hudson Valley in the second inning. So a good bounce back frame from Ventura. 5-6-7 due up for the Cyclones, and we come back on SNY.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods. Plus, exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Back here from Coney Island, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Hudson Valley in front 5-1. Stanley Consuegra, Jeffrey De Los Santos, Mateo Gil. The 3-2 up for Brooklyn in the inning. First pitch from Sebastian Keene is taken for a called strike. And the count 0-1. We are joined now by New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Kevin Kim, promoting New York City Small Business Month Expo coming up at the end of this month, as this popped in the air. First base side of foul ground, and a nice reaching grab up by Omar Martinez. But Commissioner Kim, welcome out here to Maimonides Park. How's everything going for you today?
Oh, absolutely beautiful night for baseball. We want the Cyclones to be doing a little better, but an incredible night. Thank you for having me.
So what is the New York City Small Business Month Expo that is happening on May the 29th at Pier 36?
On May 29th, under one roof, we want to bring every single free business resource there is that the city can provide for the 200,000 small businesses we have in New York City. So we encourage anyone who has a business, who's even thought about opening a business, to just come on down to Pier 36, downtown Manhattan.
That sounds fantastic, and I know you guys have a lot of RSVPs already. What's the process been like getting that underway, and how excited are so many of the different small business owners to have a chance to get a chance to be in front of so many different people?
Yeah, we're so excited because we have over 7,000 RSVPs as of today, and we still got a week to go. And thanks to you and the Cyclones just partnering up with us to get the word out, because every small business needs to know every free service out there for them. And this is the venue to get that information.
2-1, the count on Jeffrey De Los Santos. We're joined now by New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Kevin Kim. Threw out a first pitch here at Maimonides Park tonight. How'd that go? How'd that feel?
Oh, it felt great. You know, I got the advice from the king to aim 3 feet higher than I would have normally thrown, and I think it was a strike.
Hey, you know what? It's a strike in our book, and it'll count down as that, as the count 2-2 now on De Los Santos. But also part of what you've done is New York City's economic recovery. 1 in 6 jobs opened during the Mayor Adams administration, a record-breaking 4.7 million jobs. What's that been like, creating all that here in New York City, as De Los Santos strikes out?
It's been an incredible experience. When we came out of the pandemic and Mayor Adams took office, we were in a dire economic situation. And the policies that he put in, the initiatives, It was all about having small businesses lead our economic recovery. Like I said, there are 200,000 small businesses. They employ over 1 million people. And it was important to make sure that they were leading our recovery.
First pitch from Sebastian Gina to Mateo Gil is outside. And the count 1-0. And it was also reported recently by Pix 11 that you are stepping down, retiring in the next couple of weeks and months, coming up in late June. The swing and a miss, 1-1. What went into that, and what are you most looking forward to in the next step for you and the folks that will also take your place and continue your legacy?
Well, we've been hard at work for the past 2.5 years. This has been the best job I've ever had, to be able to be part of this experience of helping small businesses recover. My parents were immigrant small business owners. I've been a small business owner. And now it's just time to spend a little bit more family time with my two young daughters.
1-1, fouled back. And the count 1-2, what are you most looking forward to doing with your family, your two young daughters, now that you'll have a little more free time?
Come out to Cyclone games in the summer, just be outside with them. And, you know, they're precious summers when you're 7 and 14 years old, and I just want to be there for them.
1-2 pitch, and Gil takes inside, 2 balls and 2 strikes. You look at what you've done for New York City and small businesses over the years. Is there anything in particular you're most proud of? Any maybe one moment or a couple of moments that stick out to you?
Well, Justin, I think getting the word out about our services just by promoting it with partners like you and Cyclones here, that's something we've been really proud of.
Mateo Gil ropes one into left center field, and he'll chug in a second with a 2-out double. That double from Mateo Gil calls for a Barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball, just like you out there on the field, right, Commissioner?
Oh, thank you. And the one other thing I just wanted to tout is we created the largest public-private partnership loan fund for small business, $85 million with Goldman Sachs and MasterCard. And it's that kind of innovative programs that Mayor Adams has really pushed that's really helped us get to this point.
What's it like getting that kind of support, especially in a role like that, needing some help from different small business owners, people throughout the course of the city, as Christian Pregent takes a strike? It's got to be great when you're doing those things for the community and the community is stepping up to help you out.
Absolutely. When you are able to get private sector partners to work with government together, it's an unstoppable force. And we've seen it time and time again. And, you know, having partnerships like the Cyclones, like tonight, just helping us get the word out, this is going to impact businesses, fans sitting here who own businesses in ways that you might not, and I might not know, but it will definitely make a difference.
What are some of the things you have going on around the ballpark here tonight?
We've got the our team out here. They're cheering and celebrating, but they're also spreading the word and getting the word out to businesses, just letting them know if you need funding, if you need to hire workers, if you need free commercial lease assistance. We've got it all, and they should all come May 29th to learn about all more of our free services that we have.
And you see here, 150 services and resources for small businesses. Pretty much it sounds like anything you could imagine you need, you guys have.
We have so many things, and they're all free.
As this gets away from the catcher, Martinez up the line. And Mateo Gil will scamper over to third base. So 2-2, the count now on the catcher, Christian Pregent. Justin Rock here with you, high atop Maimonides Park alongside New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Kevin Kim on this gorgeous Thursday night. Renegades a 5-1 lead. But getting the chance to give back to New York City small businesses, so incredibly rewarding. Must be so great also getting to see so many people interacting with your folks here at the ballpark tonight as well.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, my parents are immigrant small business owners, and to be able to give back in this role, it's been the experience of a lifetime.
As Christian Pregent flies out to right to end the inning. Commissioner Kim, anything else you want to let the fans know to find out about Small Business Month Expo?
Yeah, I just want them to know they should just come down, check it out, because we are going to have hundreds of free resources there. We're going to have our entire agency coming out to be where they're going to be. And we want them to come and network with the other 7,000 small businesses that have already RSVP'd. May 29th, Pier 36, downtown Manhattan. Please join us.
Absolutely. That's www.nyc.gov/smallbizmonth. New York City Small Business Services Commissioner Kevin Kim, thank you so much for stopping by. We head to the third, 5-1 in favor of Hudson Valley.
Thank you, Justin.
On Thursday, July 25th, we'll turn the Coney Isle into the Emerald Isle at Maimonides Park as we celebrate Irish Night. As part of the festivities, the first 1,000 fans will take home an Irish-themed Cyclones cap. You can also take advantage of our exclusive ticket package that includes a Kelly Green Cyclones Irish jersey giveaway, with sizes spanning from small to XXL on a first-come, first-served basis. For more info, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Go to the top of the third inning. First pitch to Yorby Bibas. It was a ball. Second one fouled up the right field line. I'm Justin Rock. And passing the play-by-play baton over to my partner, Johnny Gadamowicz. Johnny?
All right, Justin. Thank you so much. Brooklyn Cyclones baseball back on SNY. It had been a little while, but we're so glad to have you on board for Game 3 of a 6-game set between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Hudson Valley Renegades as Bibas tries to fight it the other way. And the count 1 and 2. Rough start to the game for Yordany Ventura. All 5 Hudson Valley runs coming home on 4 hits in the top of the first, punctuated by a 3-run jack from Omar Martinez. Bibas lays off upstairs. So now Ventura, who had that laborious top of the first, then settled in very nicely, 1-2-3 top half of the second inning, right back to work. 2-2 misses badly away. Bibas works the count full. Walked his first time up, later came home to score. Twilight hours approaching here at Maimonides Park. Payoff is fouled back. Justin, we spoke earlier about the resiliency of Ventura, a guy who has dealt with so many injury problems over the course of his career. A little bit of adversity is not uncharted territory for him as he tries to battle back now here, 3-2. Bibas rockets one to right, sinking quickly, and it falls in front of Consuegra for a base hit. So Hudson Valley now with 5 hits on the evening thus far. More importantly, though, a runner on, nobody out.
And a hard line drive off the bat of Bibas, a guy who got off to a really nice start in spring training this year for the Yankees, had a really good spring breakout game with his left-handed swing. Try and get him back healthy at AAA Scranton. Who knows, maybe helping out the Yankees in the middle infield later on this summer.
One on, nobody out. Jesus Rodriguez next. Takes a first pitch for a called strike on the outer edge. Rodriguez may be the guy on this Hudson Valley team who has impressed us the most. Don't want to put words in your mouth, of course, but he is the guy who defensively you can plug and play him at different spots, infield, outfield. Offensively, possesses a real nice hit tool as well. Waits on an 0-1. We'll need to get defensive here, nothing in two. But Rodriguez, someone riding a 4-game hitting streak, 5 for his last 16 at the dish. That defensive versatility, he also catches.
He's played all 3 of those positions in the first 3 games of this series, Johnny.
Plenty of time at third, can play some left, hold his own at first base as well. You don't see a ton of that. But Rodriguez unfazed. Behind 0-2, Ventura just reminding Bibas that he's thinking about him.
Left field, third base, catcher. Jesus Rodriguez loves the left side of the infield, hates the right side.
And it would be one thing if, say, he was only a glove, right? Not necessarily someone who offers a whole lot from an offensive standpoint, but not the case whatsoever. In fact, maybe the opposite. 0-2 looming large. Ventura will need to keep battling at 1-2. But you look at the last 20 games for Rodriguez, hitting at a .329 clip. 12 extra base hits during that span.
It's pretty good.
Not too shabby, I'd say. Big hole on the right side. Misses badly, skips all the way to the backstop, and with that, Bebas in scoring position. Big turnaround second. He'll park there.
And there is action in the Cyclones' right field bullpen. Looks like Jake Stevenson, the right-hander, getting up and ready down the line.
So we'll see how much longer the leash is for Ventura, who is approaching the 50-pitch threshold. This next one will be number 49. 2-2 on Rodriguez. And again, a patient eye in that righty batter's box, and the count is full. Well, this is a Hudson Valley team itching for some wins. They've dropped four in a row, quite the opposite of Brooklyn, who has won four straight. Cyclones have had three separate four-game winning streaks over the first month and change. Here's a payoff. Downstairs. Went to the fastball, just couldn't quite place it where he wanted. So right after Ventura responds very nicely in the second with a 1-2-3 inning, he does put the first two men on here to open up the third. Bebas and Rodriguez aboard. That brings up Jace Avina.
Also worth noting, the leash on Ventura is going to be probably a little bit shorter than the other starters. As we mentioned at the onset, just his second start of the year. Threw 53 pitches last week in his first start, right now hovering around 50.
One and oh to Avina, who really kind of got the party started for Hudson Valley with that two-run double back in the top of the first. Hitting a 296 on the season. Ventura delivers, wave and a miss on a good changeup, and it's 1-1. So Avina came over to the Yankee organization as a part of the Jake Bowers trade from the offseason with the Milwaukee Brewers. Number 28 per MLB pipeline on the Yanks' top 30, former 14th rounder by Milwaukee. Pitch clock violation issued against Ventura. Home plate umpire John Forster all over it. We've seen our fair share of those in this series. If you were with us on Bally Live MILB over the course of the past couple of days, you know that has been the case. So Ventura, that won't help him out whatsoever. Falls behind now 2-1 with only two pitches thrown. That won't do him any favors either. Pickoff try, skips past Gill, and that means the runners can advance. Bebas gets the stop sign at third. So another miscue for Brooklyn in the field. It was Pregent who thought about trying to get Rodriguez at first, who did take a healthy lead for what it's worth, particularly on the secondary lead. But it comes back to bite him, and now two in scoring position for Hudson Valley.
Now the Cyclones have to bring the infield in here. And Avina, a guy who can split the ball in the gap as well as anyone in this league. Already seen that tonight.
Does go down as an E2 against the Brooklyn catcher for those of you scoring at home. Fooled him on a breaking ball that time, and Ventura battles back to work the count full.
Might be the best slider we've seen from Ventura.
Big issue for Avina has been the strikeouts. Payoff on the way. In there. Strike three call. Got him on the off speed. Avina not a fan, but a big punch out for your Danny Ventura, who now can exhale, not completely, but a little bit with one away and two in scoring position still. That's only the first strikeout of the evening thus far for the Brooklyn right-hander, and it appears as if it might be the end of the line for him. Gilbert Gomez, first-year Brooklyn manager, formerly the skipper with St. Lucie, out of the dugout on the first base side, as Brooklyn will indeed make a call to the bullpen. One away, two on, 5-1 Renegades. We'll take a break. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Jake Stevenson, the new arm in the game for the Cyclones. Stevenson, 27-year-old right-hander, signed by the Mets back on May the 6th with his third at different organization. 9 strikeouts in his first 4 2/3 innings out of the Brooklyn pen, Johnny.
Yeah, welcome to the ballgame, Mr. Stevenson. Tough spot for him here. 2 on, 1 away. And his first pitch misses downstairs to Omar Martinez, who has his fingerprints all over this game already. A 3-run jack in the top of the first. So the Brooklyn infield in. The play is to home. Martinez crushes one down the right field line, twisting foul and out of play. Well, Martinez certainly ate his Wheaties this morning after he put one out in the first, a long fly ball that I'm sure sent a chill down Jake Stevenson's spine.
Either that or he got a really good chopped cheese from a local bodega before he made his way to the ballpark tonight.
That'll
my goodness.
Do too. So a ball and a strike on the lefty swinging catcher. Martinez, whiff and a miss at a good pitch below the zone from Stevenson. So Jake goes fastball, change, and sweeper. Not necessarily a packed arsenal, but an effective one nonetheless. That's only picked him up back in the first week of May, May the 6th to be exact, to a minor league free agent deal, but he is not a stranger to the South Atlantic League. 1-2. Golfed in the air to left center, chasing Morabito back, makes the catch on the warning track. But that ball certainly hit deep enough for both runners to advance. Bibas home to score, a sacrifice fly for Omar Martinez.
Great range, though, shown by Morabito in center. Has played that position extremely well since coming up from single-A St. Lucie. Great job to run that ball down in the gap.
I think if you were to tell Stevenson, hey, you'll get out of this thing only one home, considering the circumstances, runners on second and third, only one away when he came in, he'd probably take it. Swing and a miss on a first pitch fastball to Kiko Romero. Nothing and one. Romero, the 7 batter for the Renegades tonight, occupying first base defensively. OPS right around 850 in the month of May. Ball and a strike. That despite a batting average in the month of just 222. Couple of doubles, couple of homers. Actually has more walks than hits since we flipped the calendar. 11 bases on balls to 8 hits. Romero slices it foul out towards Surf Avenue. And it is 1-2. Should be very exciting to see in a couple months' time just how packed it's going to get, of course, on the morning of the 4th of July, Nathan's famous hot dog eating contest, a Coney Island staple. Hope you can join us a day before on July the 3rd. We'll have one of the more, I'd venture to say, unique minor league baseball promo giveaways, a Joey Chestnut bobblehead. Chopped foul off the leg of the lefty hitter Romero, and we'll do it again at 1-2.
You bury the lead, though, because it's not only a Joey Chestnut bobblehead, it's Joey Chestnut bobblehead sitting on a throne of hot dogs with a squirter of ketchup and a squirter of mustard right by each armrest.
Well, I figured that was assumed. That's the only context you can make a Joey Chestnut bobblehead in. Here's a 1-2. Jack swing. Did he go? No, says the base umpire Jared Neal. And it moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, Brooklyn won't suit up as the Cyclones that day, July the 3rd, but rather the Coney Island Franks. Should be a lot of fun. Hope you can join us then, or really at any point throughout the summer here at Maimonides Park. 2-2 on the way, cut on and missed. Strike 3. So Jake Stevenson comes on, allows the sacrifice fly, but strikes out Romero to retire the side. 2.5 into this one. Hudson Valley on top, 6-1 from Maimonides Park.
each Sunday. Elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
Hola, mi nombre es Tani Consuegra, soy de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Cyclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Cyclones.
The Cyclones with some work to do if they want to push their four-game winning streak to a season-long 5. They find themselves down 6-1. Hudson Valley got that one back in the top of the third. Correll paused to get it started in the home third and fouls off the first pitch he sees from Sebastian Keen, a righty arm out of Northeastern University. Keen has been working really exclusively out of the stretch tonight. A one to Paz. Ball and a strike. Paz out of the ninth spot. 9-1-2 for Brooklyn here in this bottom of the third. Cyclones are run on 3 hits. Hudson Valley 6-5. Here's a 1-1. Nothing doing for Paz. It's 1-2. So Keen, Massachusetts really through and through. Went to Northeastern from North Andover, Mass. Attended North Andover High School. A 2019 Gatorade Massachusetts Player of the Year. First athlete in North Andover school history to take home that award for what it's worth. 1-2. Paz takes off the edge, 2-2. But wait, there's more out of high school. Keen heard his name called in the MLB draft by none other than, you guessed it, the Boston Red Sox. Here's the problem. He grew up a Yankee fan. 2-2. 3 balls and 2 strikes. It's full to Paz. So what did he do? Opted to honor that commitment to Northeastern. A couple of years later, sure enough, it was his favorite team that wanted to make them part of the organization. 3-2. Paz cranks it to dead center. This will take Avina a couple of steps back. Sizes it up. One away. Of course, that's not actually the reason Keen forewent joining the Red Sox, but I'm sure it certainly helped. You grow up a Yankee fan in Massachusetts, everything he probably had to deal with growing up as a result of that, and then you hear your least favorite team in all likelihood pick you. Keen, for all intents and purposes, no thanks, I'm good.
And it makes sense, he grew up a Yankee fan, Sebastian's dad from the Bronx.
Starts out Nick Morabito with a breaking ball down and away.
That family connection always runs deep. Still has some family in Connecticut, but couldn't have been easy as a kid, especially growing up in that era where it was all Red Sox and not as much Yankees.
Wonder if he went to any World Series parades over the course of the 2010s, 2000s before that, of course.
Need to get his opinion on duck boats.
Yeah, New England through and through. Also had a stint on the Cape Cod League. Falls behind 3 balls and no strikes to Nick Morabito. Nick's got one of Brooklyn's 3 hits today. Did single to start the day offensively for the Clones, but was caught stealing trying to swipe second base. See if he has the green light here.
takes inside, and Morabito, like he always does, finds himself aboard yet again. Second time today on the walk.
It'll be interesting to see what Brooklyn does here on the base pass. It's a five-run game. Nick LaRusso coming to the plate. Morabito caught stealing his last time, but you mentioned the struggles Keena's had keeping runners in check this season. So we'll see if Morabito tests them again.
Yeah, ERA for Keene, not great. Over five coming into play. Starts out LaRusso with a breaking ball for a strike. So Nick LaRusso, a name that, unless you're very, very up to speed on your Mets prospects, has maybe sort of flown under the radar a little bit, but is enjoying just a monster season here in Brooklyn. Morabito back safely, no sweat. LaRusso out of Maryland just tore up the Big Ten during his one season in College Park. Single-season program record of 105 ribbies as a Terrapin. Takes an 0-1 outside. It's a ball and a strike. But for Nick on the season this year, hitting a 275, four home runs, and 22 ribbies, has been about as consistent in this Brooklyn lineup from season start up until now as really anybody else. Hits this one high in the air down the right field line. Romero, the first baseman, ranging into foul ground, gets there in time, and there's two away. Brings up Junior Tillian with one on and two gone. Tillian was caught looking his first time through. Keene, as he's done all game, working from the stretch. And starts out Tillian with a fastball that he grabs a piece of. Nothing in one. So Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, two former New York Penn League foes, now reuniting, doing battle in the South Atlantic League. Pretty similar record-wise, too. Morabito back safely. Brooklyn coming into play today, 22-19. They've played a couple more games than the Renegades have. Hudson Valley in an even 500, 19-19. And about a month and a half, a little more through the season at this point. An odd trend as an 0-1, whacked back foul, it's 0-2. You look at the North Division of the South Atlantic League, which outside of these two squads consists of the Greensboro Grasshoppers, Jersey Shore Blue Claws, Wilmington Blue Rocks, and Aberdeen Ironbirds. Nobody is below 500. Shapes up for what could be a very interesting playoff race. Tillian takes down and away, of course, in the South Atlantic League. At the halfway point, everybody back to 0-0. Wipe that slate clean. First half winner inks a playoff spot. Second half winner inks a playoff spot. So this first half could be very interesting down the home stretch. Tillian hits a 1-2 pitch to left field, back at the track, bounces off the wall. Morabito chugging towards home. He will score without a throw. An RBI double for Junior Tillian. And Brooklyn shaves the deficit to 6-2. Well, we said it earlier, baby steps. Not going to make up a 5-0 deficit just like that. Morabito greeted by his teammates accordingly.
I want the dancing lessons from Douglas Orellana. Is that the stanky leg? I don't know what that was.
Something like that.
Rip and a miss from William Lugo. Nothing in one. Lights on here at the stadium. Illuminating the turf field below. Not quite needed as of yet. Plenty of blue sky, sunlight to go around. One of the more unique backdrops, not just minor league, but really all of baseball. 0-2 to Lugo. Of course, the Atlantic Ocean out beyond right field and center field. Luna Park beyond left. The Thunderbolt roller coaster inking that backdrop with right now pink skies right behind it. 0-2 to Lugo. Takes outside. Ball and two strikes. Maimonides Park standing where Steeplechase Park used to stand. An amusement park that made Coney Island the attraction that it was
over the course of the 1900s. 1-2. Lugo takes low. Of course, the parachute jump beyond the right field foul pole, really the last monument standing of Steeplechase Park. But certainly adds to one heck of a scene here on the boardwalk. Two balls, two strikes, two gone. Tillian dancing around off second. Lugo, always a patient eye, works it full.
There's the parachute jump there. See it lit up in plenty of different neon colors once the sun fully sets.
I want to say 262 feet, if my memory serves correctly, of red steel. Payoff down and away. And Lugo draws a walk. So Keane not getting through this home third very easily. Already a run home for Brooklyn on the RBI double from Junior Tillian. Now he's got to deal with two on. The good news for him, though, is that there are two outs. The bad news is that he's got to face Stanley Consuegra. Hudson Valley wants to talk things over here. No throwing going on in the Renegades bullpen down the left field line. So it appears for the time being this is Keene's mess to go clean up.
And just a guy with a laptop out there going over some scouting reports for maybe a little bit later on in the night. But worth noting, Keene up to 23 pitches in the inning. Very rarely in minor league baseball do you see a guy go much longer than 30. Maybe if Stanley Consuegra gets on, then you might start seeing some arms scurrying to get ready. But we've also seen in this series Hudson Valley be a little bit more relaxed in terms of that 30-pitch threshold. DJ LeMahieu chopping it up with Jared Serna at short.
I thought you were going to say our friend with the laptop down in the bullpen had SNY pulled up.
I would hope so. It's a far away look from the ballpark.
Yeah. Now tell your friends, tell your family, first of four games to grace the SNY airwaves over the course of the season. So happy to have you on board once again with Justin Rock. My name is Johnny Gadamowicz. All right, so here we go. Two on, two out. Brooklyn still down by four. As Stanley Consuegra, a big righty slugger, digs in. Consuegra wanted to check his swing, but by the time he realized that, it was all too late.
A lot of break on that pitch, tailing away from the right-handed batter.
Consuegra's got that open stance, as you see from the right side. Ball and a strike. Brooklyn's all-time leader in not only outfield assists, as you alluded to earlier, Justin, but he can get it done offensively as well. Home runs, extra base hits, runs batted in. Nobody with more in their career as a Cyclone. Two balls, one strike. He's also not too far away from adding another accolade into that conversation. Three hits away from pulling himself into a tie with Alex Ramirez for the franchise lead. Ramirez, someone who spent all of 2023 here in Brooklyn and is red hot to start 2024 in Binghamton. Two balls, two strikes to Consuegra. But it's not only the bat, but the glove, too, is deemed by Baseball America as having the best outfield arm in the system. Awaiting a 2-2 pitch here with two on, two away. Consuegra takes, it's ball three.
Good pitch there from Keene. Hudson Valley dugout with some words for the home plate umpire.
Yeah, I think a couple of infielders, a couple of steps to their right, thought Consuegra got rung up. Instead, here comes a payoff, and Consuegra pops it up. LeMahieu, the third baseman, slides in foul ground and makes the play. Well, he took an interesting route to get to that baseball as the runner was charging home. but he gets the out all the same as Brooklyn leaves a pair on the bases. So let's go to the fourth. 6-2 Renegades from Coney Island.
For the first pitch and lasting 90 minutes after, ensuring your game day starts and continues on a high note. For April and May, enjoy your drinks from the hot corner on the third base concourse with your seats in the main seating bowl for a perfect view of the action. As the season heats up, we'll move the party to the backyard right behind the right field wall, offering a uniquely Coney Island game day atmosphere. Act fast because pricing for baseball you can drink will increase by $5 starting the Monday before each event date. Secure your tickets now at BrooklynCyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Moving right along, let's go to the top of the fourth. Jake Stephenson retired the only two batters he faced since coming on in relief. Cole Gabrielson drops a bunt down the third baseline. Barehand play at third by LaRusso, but not in time. Well, Gabrielson was booking it down that first baseline. Nifty play by LaRusso at the hot corner, but a little too much speed. And Stephenson allows a man to reach base for the first time since coming on in relief.
And fitting, because we were talking pregame with the voice of the Renegades, Joe Vasile, about the Renegades going through a lot of bunting practice so far this year, not just getting bunts down, but doing exactly what Gabrielson did, which is bunt for a base hit.
Even with a four-run lead, getting creative. Pitching the dirt to a right-handed batter in Kyle Battle. So numbers on Stephenson are not great, but there was sort of an outlier that inflated so many of those numbers. ERA is up over 11, but that is thanks in large part to a tough outing on the road last week. 1-0. Stephenson on May the 15th in Bowling Green gave up 6 earned over 2/3 of an inning. That'll certainly inflate the ERA, but outside of that, hasn't allowed a run in any of his games with Brooklyn. Gabrielson dancing around first. Battle couldn't make contact. Kyle Battle out of Old Dominion, acquired by the Yanks back in 2021. Went undrafted, free agent signee. No stranger to being on this Renegades roster. Pitch clock violation issued against Stephenson just prior to his throw over to first base. So Gabrielson will take his lead yet again. Mateo Gil, Cyclones first baseman, continues to hold him on. Here's the pitch. Nice job by Pregent to get the chest protector on it. Battle spent some time with Hudson Valley in both 2022 and 2023. Only 15 games last year at the high A level for Battle. Trying to get it going this season at just .152. Fouls away this 3-2 offering. Hudson Valley with five in the first, one more in the third. Jake Stevenson trying to make sure that the Renegades lead balloons no further than four runs. See what he wants to do here, 3-2, after Battle just fought one off. Just a bit outside for ball four. So after Stevenson retires, the only two batters that he faces in the third, he allows the first two to reach in the fourth. And again, Brooklyn just has to deal with men on the bases. That's really been a theme for Hudson Valley up until this point, outside of a 1-2-3 second inning.
Yeah, and they've taken advantage so far, Johnny. 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position. And one of the best hitters in baseball coming up.
Three-time All-Star, two-time batting champ in DJ LeMahieu. Hits the first pitch he sees well to right field. Consuegra giving chase, gets there in time to make the play. Tagging for third is Gabrielson. And he'll slide in without a throw. So LeMahieu going the opposite way. Heads up contact to get the runner over to third. And it'll be met on the corners with one away.
Yeah, about a middle fastball there to LeMahieu. Stung it well to the right, but nice job by Consuegra to track it down. And now looking for a ground ball to get out of the inning.
Yeah, I guess that's the bright side of things for Brooklyn. Double play now in effect. Gabrielson on third, Battle opposite him. He stayed put at first. So what can Jared Serna do next? 0-for-2 tonight. Serna riding a 20-game on-base streak. For what it's worth, he is 0-for-8 in the series. But has continued to find ways to be productive. Taps this one foul, and it's 1-1. Only 5'7" tall is Serna. But that has not prevented him from enjoying a nice career thus far. Top 20 prospect in the Yankee organization. And does have some sneaky pop for his size as well. 19 home runs with Single-A Tampa a season ago. Takes a 1-1 just off the edge. But when he was promoted to Hudson Valley last year, those power numbers took a little bit of a dip. Did not hit a homer in 27 games with the Renegades. Men on the corners, one away. And Serna takes the dirt ball, 3-1. Well, you certainly don't want to put more traffic on the base paths if you're Stevenson, with action brewing down the right field line in Brooklyn's bullpen.
Veteran Jeffrey Colon up and throwing down the line.
Serna takes a called strike on the inside corner. Stevenson battles back to work the count full. All six runs charged to Brooklyn starter Yordani Ventura, only five of those six earned. Ventura, who started this game, went 2 1/3 and has since departed. Big 3-2 here. Strike three called. Pinpoint accuracy from Stevenson. And he gets Serna for out number two. Second strikeout for Stevenson since coming on in relief. Two away for your beat, Bibas. Bibas, one of those minor league rehabbers that is on this Hudson Valley roster at the moment. Part of a trade with the Dodgers this past offseason. Call and strike, nothing in one. You alluded to it earlier, Justin. Yankees acquiring the lefty Victor Gonzalez for Trey Sweeney, who was the headliner of that deal. Bibas was kind of considered more of a throw-in, but really has kind of been anything but. Since joining this Yankees organization, a one. This is low. Runner takes off for second. So Battle stands in safely at second base, and it is now 2 in scoring position.
Five stolen bags now on the year for Battle.
Ibas, someone who hit for the cycle a season ago when he was in the Dodgers system with OKC. Takes this 1-1 for a strike. And it's 1-2. That's got to be one of the more special accomplishments throughout your career. Anytime you can be lucky enough to hit for the cycle. Not something that a lot of guys could say, but sure enough, your Pete Bibas, one of them. Behind here, 1-2, Stevenson deals. Wastes one in the dirt. Should Bibas reach, it would be Jesus Rodriguez next, which would be bad news for Jake Stevenson. Rodriguez has already walked twice tonight and has been a menace all year. Infield slightly swung around to the right. On the ground, through the middle. That'll score one. Battle gets the wave around home, and he taps home plate. Two runs in on a base knock from Yorbi to Bibas, and the Renegades extend the lead. It's 8-2. Second hit of the day for Bibas. Couple of RBIs to go along hand, and Gilbert Gomez ready to make a call to the bullpen. So Jake Stevenson off, Jeffrey Colon, we think, on with two out and a runner on first base in the top of the fourth. 8-2 Renegades. You're watching Brooklyn Cyclones baseball on SNY.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Call to the bullpen for Brooklyn. It's the right-hander Jeffrey Colon that comes on. 24-year-old righty from Las Matas de Farfan in the Dominican Republic. First appearance since Saturday for the right-hander Colon, Johnny.
And again, another Brooklyn reliever that comes into a game with runners on the base paths. That was the case for Jake Stevenson, who pitched just before Colon. Starts Jesus Rodriguez out with a fastball for a strike on the inside half. Nothing and one. So Colon, more of a two-seam fastball guy, to complement a changeup, slider, and curveball that he possesses. Rodriguez hits a chopper to short. Tillian lets it come to him, makes the play at second base to retire the side. So, one pitch and one out. That's all Jeffrey Colon needed to do in the top of the fourth. Let's go to the bottom half. Brooklyn with work to do. 8-2 Renegades on SNY.
This summer, pivot your Sunday plans and get ready for an unforgettable Friends night at the ballpark. Could we be any more excited? Be one of the first 1,000 fans through the gates and snag your exclusive Cyclones How You Doin' shirt, because who doesn't want to channel their inner Joey? If you're more of a Monica, organize your group because we've got the ultimate ticket package. Enjoy your coffee or tea in a Central Perk mug included alongside your shirt. Take it a notch higher with our Friends Brunch Package. Dive into a 2-hour buffet, unlimited drinks, and yes, you get to keep the shirt and mug. It's like Thanksgiving with Joey, but with less turkey and more fun. So whether you're a Ross, Rachel, Monica, Chandler, Joey, or Phoebe, don't miss out on Friends Night. It's your chance to live the nostalgia, enjoy great baseball, and who knows, maybe your lobster is waiting at the ballpark. Learn more by calling the Cyclones at 718-372-5596 or by logging on to BrooklynCyclones.com. Amazing starts here.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
Bottom four from Brooklyn. This one has been all Hudson Valley so far. 8-2. High A affiliate of the Yanks on top of the High A affiliate of the Mets. Call it the Subway Series, South Atlantic League version. Sebastian Keane's been sharp so far. Only four hits allowed. Called strike to Jeffrey De Los Santos. So we told you about Keane earlier, drafted by the Red Sox, opted to honor the commitment to Northeastern, only to join the Yanks as De Los Santos fists it foul and falls behind, nothing and two. But it shouldn't really come as much of a surprise that Keane did hear his name called out of high school. Senior year, a 0.27 microscopic ERA at North Andover High. Maybe that's why he won that 2019 Gatorade Player of the Year. He's ahead quickly here, nothing and two, on Jeffrey De Los Santos. He takes a little bit inside. Red Sox scout back in 2019 said he's just someone who has fun on the mound, really pitches with energy. Never intimidated in any of those bigger national events. So often the top high schoolers in the nation, pitching at all sorts of perfect game, collegiate showcases, what have you. But Keane, through his travels, remained cool, calm, and collected. A little bit of a rough start in 2024 for him. ERA is over five. De Los Santos ropes it foul into the netting. It remains a ball and two strikes. So can Brooklyn continue to chip away? They got one back in the first. Got another in the third, but not enough to keep pace with a torrid Renegades offense tonight. De Los Santos serves it on the ground. Bibas scoops it up and makes the play for out number one. So one away, base is empty. Now Mateo Gil, who doubled his first time through. Gil batting seventh and playing first base tonight for Brooklyn. 0-for-4 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to him. So Gil, a Rule 5 selection by the Mets organization. A couple of seasons ago from the Colorado Rockies, who had him before that. Spoils this 1-0 offering. Gil, part of a trade that really altered the path and course of two National League franchises. Part of the Nolan Arenado trade that sent Arenado to St. Louis. All Gil could catch was air that time around. It's 1-2, but Gil went back to Colorado as a part of the return that the Rockies got for trading their all-star third baseman. Along with Austin Gomber, who I believe is still a member of the Rockies rotation.
I think he's got a sub-3 ERA, which is mighty impressive when you're pitching half your games at Coors Field.
If I'm not mistaken, I think he tossed a gem against the Oakland A's last night. Gill hits it on the ground, foul. And it stays 1-2. But it's always interesting to think about how the big moves like that affect the course and direction that franchises go on. Arenado, of course, has done his thing in St. Louis opposite Paul Goldschmidt at first base. A couple of different Rockies connections here today. DJ LeMahieu rehabbing for the Renegades. You start to realize just how small the baseball world really is. 1-2 up and away. Look no further than Mateo's father, Benji. Former World Series champ with the then Anaheim Angels back in 0-2. Also enjoyed some seasons with the Texas Rangers. 2-2. Gill down on strikes. So Keene, another punch out. That's his fourth. And there's two away. Christian Pregent next. Brooklyn, a couple of catchers on this roster. It was Drake Osborne who got the lion's share of the reps. But Osborne, one of those aforementioned players who has since been rewarded with his performance, promoted up to Binghamton at the double-A level. So Pregent pitching in to make up those reps, and he hits this 0-1 fair over the first base pillow, and it caroms off the sidewall. Big turnaround first. He'll dive back and make it safely. Oh, Christian Pregent almost made a very big no-no there, but instead gets underneath the tag, and Brooklyn a two-out base runner for Karell Paz.
That was a great throw there from Gabrielson and Wright. Don't see him throw behind the runner at first too often, but an accurate throw almost got him.
Two away for Karell Paz, 0-1 tonight. So Keene, all things considered, has been sharp. Hudson Valley starter trying to complete four full here. And out away from doing just that. 1-0 to Paz. Hit in the air to dead center. Avina moving backward. And he gets there just in time to haul it down. Jace Avina putting the speed on display and then climbed the ladder to take probably extra bases away from Karell Paz. No runs, a hit, and one left at the end of four. Renegades lead it 8-2.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
You know, Optimum Fiber Internet gives you speeds up to 8 gig.
Wow, that's fast.
The fastest in the New York tri-state. And combine internet with Optimum Mobile starting at $45 a month.
Nice.
It's the code.
Code.
Optimum Complete saves you hundreds.
It's the
code.
Yeah.
I'm flattered, but so there's so many other.
They're talking about the GOAT, our greatest offer of all time.
Ah, that makes more sense.
Switch to Optimum Complete, starting at $45 a month.
Well, Hudson Valley only has two more hits than Brooklyn, but they've got six more runs. It's 8-2, and unfortunately for the Clones, that's what counts. We go to the fifth. Here's Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Great shot of the Riegelman boardwalk out beyond the right field wall here on Coney Island as Jay Zavina comes up empty on the first pitch of the top of the fifth inning. 5-6-7 due up for Hudson Valley in the frame. The 0-1 and Avina, a line drive back through the box and in a center field, a base hit. Avina started the scoring tonight with a two-run double and now has his second hit of the ballgame. So one on and nobody out here in the top of the fifth inning alongside Johnny Gadamowicz. I'm Justin Rock. As Johnny mentioned earlier, our first of four games scheduled for now on SNY. We'll be back the next Cyclones homestand June 6th and 7th against the Orioles affiliate against Aberdeen, and then again in August against Jersey Shore, the Phillies affiliate, as Omar Martinez fouls it off. No balls and a strike. Martinez, a three-run shot that may still be traveling, may have hit a passing yacht or boat out beyond the right field wall. As this one hammered down the line and right, he's got another base hit all the way into the right field corner. Consuegra trying to fish it out. They're going to wave Avina around to the plate. The relay throw by De Los Santos, not in time. Omar Martinez, three trips to the plate tonight. He has an RBI in all three times he's come up. And Hudson Valley now leads by a touchdown, 9-2.
Well, there must be some sort of magnetic force between Omar Martinez's bat and the right field foul pole tonight. Just another absolutely tattooed baseball.
What a night for Omar Martinez. Already five RBIs. We haven't played five full innings. Great to see Sandy the Seagull high atop Maimonides Park on this Thursday night. First pitch to Kiko Romero. Misses low 1-0. There's Sandy getting ready to greet the fans down below in between innings. Sandy still trying to figure out whether or not they make headsets big enough for a Seagull, but
I think we can make that happen.
Absolutely. Just tie a couple together. We'll find a way to make it happen as Romero swings and misses a ball and a strike as the throwback to Cologne scoots away.
What size are you, Sandy? He said extra, 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 extra large.
Instead of 7 1/4, how about 77 1/4? Don't know if they sell that from Sennheiser Audio Technica. If you do, let us know. 1-1 fouls it back. And the count 1-2. And Sandy has won its nightly game of rock, paper, scissors against public address announcer Rick Rossetto. Still waiting for that to be on the field as part of one of our in-between inning games. Really build up the suspense. The 1-2 pitch. And a backdoor breaking ball misses. Two balls and two strikes. Romero had a great season last year at Arizona. ABCA, second team All-American. Also broke a 49-year-old record for Arizona as Romero takes low. And the count full 3-2 broke Ron Hassey's 49-year-old record for single season RBI at 89. Last year for the Wildcats in the Pac-12. Martinez, the man at second with nobody out. A run already in for the Renegades in the fifth inning. The payoff pitch rolled on the ground. Picked up by Gill to his right. And he'll underhand flip to Cologne, covering the bag for the out. As Martinez advances 90 feet to third. So a runner there with one down brings up Cole Gabrielson. A couple of base hits tonight. One, a single to right center, was thrown out trying to stretch it to a double. And then a bunt base hit during his last trip to the plate, that an inning ago in the fourth. Cyclones bring the infield in to try and cut off the runner at third. And the first pitch burrowed in the dirt. 1-0.
Well, the good thing here from a Brooklyn standpoint is that while you do have to operate with a 7-run deficit, Jeffrey Cologne, someone who can give you some serious length out of the bullpen, formerly a starter.
The 1-0. And Gabrielson fouls it out of play, a ball and a strike. Yeah, Cologne, guy who started a lot of games in his Cyclones career. As a matter of fact, this is 32nd all-time appearance with Brooklyn, 17 out of the bullpen, 15 as a starter. The 1-1 pitch, line drive right center field, another base hit for Gabrielson, and this one into the right center field gap. Over to cut it off is Morabito, as Gabrielson will slow in his second with an RBI double. Another extra base hit for Hudson Valley on this Thursday evening. Gabrielson's fifth RBI makes it 10-2.
Fifth extra base hit of the night for the Renegades. Four doubles and the Martinez three-run home run.
Gabrielson, the former college teammate of Mets prospects DeAndre Smith and Ryland Thomas over at USC. Now the nine-batter Kyle Battle. And the first pitch he sees off the hands on the ground is second, coming on De Los Santos for the out. As Battle advances to third, and that'll bring up DJ LeMahieu. LeMahieu, 1-for-3 tonight. Doubled and scored it in the first. Since then, a ground out to second and a sharp line out to right. See if this is LeMahieu's final at-bat of the night. Went 5.5 innings in his first appearance this week. Was taken out in the bottom of the sixth. First pitch from Cologne. And LeMahieu takes low. And the count 1-0. Time to get you our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Yes, it does translate over to the television broadcast as well. But I have to give a shout out. I am not the creator of Coney Convo's. Neither is Johnny. You hear his voice, the creator. On WCBS, the Mets radio network, as LeMahieu fouls it back 1-1. My predecessor, Keith Radd, did a great job on the SNY off day show earlier today. He's the creator. But our question tonight is, tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know, as LeMahieu takes ball two. Question tonight is, this day 2004, this Mets player broke Tommy Agee's 1969 record for leadoff home runs in a season. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. As LeMahieu fouls it off his foot. Two balls and two strikes.
It's a big at-bat for Cologne here. Just got to set the tone. Obviously, LeMahieu, someone who you don't get a lot of gifts from as far as swings and misses are concerned. But if Jeffrey can sit him down here, strand that runner at third, even though already two home in the frame, you just try and get little momentum on your side. Hope that fuels the bats in the home half.
The 2-2 pitch, line drive, and what a snag by Tillian, who is left to rob the multi-time All-Star of an RBI. A hot shot off the bat of DJ LeMahieu at 98 miles an hour, and Tillian stuck his leather out there and took away a base hit and an RBI to end the inning. But Hudson Valley continues their onslaught. They've scored two more. We head to the bottom of the fifth, 10-2 Renegades. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The new season starts now.
Christopher Russo is the Mad Dog.
Things are shaping up as far as 2024 is concerned.
And the only thing he loves more than baseball is talking about it.
Prospects are suspects until they prove themselves in the big leagues.
As a new season begins,
it's a fun time of the year.
Watch High Heat weekdays at 11 Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Hola, soy Jeffrey Colón de República Dominicana y estás escuchando el béisbol de los Ciclones de Brooklyn, solo en la cadena de radio de los Ciclones.
Bottom of the fifth inning, alongside Johnny Gaudamowicz, I'm Justin Rock. So glad to have you with us from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. However, the score has not exactly benefited the Clones so far tonight. Hudson Valley has scored in all but the second inning. And have a 10-2 lead as Nick Morabito leads off. And he takes outside and low, 1-0. Sebastian Keen back to work. Morabito been with Brooklyn since the start of the two-week road trip on May the 7th in Rome. And it was a whirlwind week for the Morabito family, the 2-0. There's a called strike, 2-1. Family for Morabito from Virginia flew down to Georgia, celebrated Nick's 21st birthday the day he made his debut for Brooklyn, May 7th in Rome, Georgia. Then quickly went back north as Morabito fouls it away 2-2. And by the end of the week, Sunday, Mother's Day, the Morabito family was a little bit closer to here on Coney Island. They were in West Point, New York, watching Nick's younger brother, Chris, the Patriot League Rookie of the Year at Bucknell, playing against Army West Point in the Patriot League tournament. Morabito takes outside 3-2, so maybe another Morabito Mets scouts have their eye on down the line.
Talk about putting a lot of miles on the gas tank.
Shout out to the Morabito family. Going from Georgia, Virginia, New York, all over the Eastern Seaboard. The payoff pitch. Morabito drives it well down the right field line. And this one out of play. Count stays full 3-2, but Morabito came into play today. Among the minor league leaders in several key categories was fourth in on-base percentage, sixth in stolen bases, ninth in batting average, and in the top 20 in weighted runs created plus and weighted on-base average. So doing it both in traditional stats and analytically, although Sebastian Keen gets the better of him here. A 90-mile-an-hour fastball up, a swing and a miss for strike three.
Really impressed with Keen so far tonight. Someone who, coming into play tonight, was not even a strikeout-per-inning pitcher. That's his fifth in the fifth.
So here is Nick LaRusso. Started the scoring for Brooklyn with a home run to left. Since then, a foul out to first, and he hits another high fly ball to left. Battle back at the track, turns around, and this one's over the video board and gone. Raise the apple for Nick LaRusso. His team-leading sixth home run of the year. His second multi-home run game of the campaign as well. And Brooklyn's back within 7, 10-3.
Well, it's a name you might want to start to familiarize yourself with. And he has proven that tonight. Two long balls for LaRusso. That one entirely cleared the scoreboard.
What a shot from Nick LaRusso. First one, there was a little bit of doubt. No doubt on that puppy. As Junior Tillian takes low. And the count 1-0. Nick LaRusso, a guy who the Mets got for relatively a bargain, signed well under slot last year in the ninth round. As Tillian fouls it away 1-1, LaRusso, all he did, you mentioned Johnny earlier, set the Maryland single season record for RBI last year. He also set the program record for RBI at Maryland, but he played his first 3 years of college at Villanova. He did it in 2 years. 1-1 fouled off the hands, 1-2. It's not too shabby.
I'd say so. you rewind even further, it's not like once he got to Maryland he really broke out. He was the Big East Freshman of the Year in his rookie campaign with Villanova.
It's the first major award for the Villanova baseball team in a quarter century. 1-2 on Tillian with one out. The 1-2 pitch is a fastball in there, strike three call. So Keene has sandwiched the home run with a couple of strikeouts here in the fifth. Six Ks tonight for Keene. He had a 10th strikeout game earlier this season. And two down now in the fifth for William Lugo.
Second time tonight he's gotten Junior Tillian looking.
Coney Convo's trivia question tonight will give you the answer in the bottom of the sixth inning. First pitch to Lugo, taken inside 1-0. But on this date in 2004, this Met surpassed Tommy Agee for the franchise record for leadoff home runs in a single season. Tweet with the hashtag Coney Convos if you think you know. Could have your answer read aloud right here on the airwaves. As Lugo out in front. A ball and a strike. Well, what a tease tonight. I feel like I've let the fans down. Major way. It's the 1-1 up and in, 2-1. Why? Well, nightfall has arrived here on Coney Islands. And normally every night, and you look down the right field line towards the Brooklyn bullpen, the parachute jump is illuminated in so many different colors, pink, blue, red, and what have you. Sometimes, like the American flag, it's 2-2. And tonight, whoever's operating the parachute jump heard what I said and thought, you know what, let's have some fun with Justin tonight. We're going to turn off the lights.
Either that or they just forgot to turn it on to begin with.
The 2-2. Lugo pulls it on the ground to short. Serna, crow hop, low throw. Nice pick by Romero to the outfield side. And the side retired. But Nick LaRusso leaves the ballpark for the second time today. We're through five here on Coney Island. Hudson Valley in charge 10-3 here from Brooklyn.
The radiology department.
I'm the patient relations supervisor.
Materials management department. I do what I do because I love it.
I love primary care. I love helping patients.
I love helping people.
What does Maimonides mean to the people of Brooklyn?
Maimonides means pride.
Maimonides means family.
The staff is family.
It's a great place to work.
This is my family.
My calling.
My mission.
My people.
My home.
My choice.
Maimonides.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We love you for all you do for us, for keeping us warm and comfortable, for helping us work and play. We love every nook and cranny where we share stories, bubble baths, and Friday night dance parties. You take care of us. That's why we take care of you. For smart home and energy saving products, shop National Grid's Marketplace.
Sixth inning here from Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Brooklyn trailing the Renegades tonight, 10-3. Jared Serna, Yorbeet Bibas, and Jesus Rodriguez, the 3-2 up for the Renegades in the sixth inning. First pitch to Jared Serna, outside 1-0. Hudson Valley 10 runs on 10 hits tonight. Brooklyn 3 runs on 6 hits, as Bibas told to move further away from home plate. Home plate umpire tonight, John Forster, telling Bibas to get out of the way. And the count 1-1 as this fouled off to the side. Series continues here on Coney Island tomorrow. We have Some great promotions lined up throughout the course of the weekend here in Brooklyn. 7 o'clock start tomorrow. 6 o'clock Saturday, 2 on Sunday. This is soft tapper to short. As one shortstop retires the other for the first out of the sixth. Brings up the minor league rehabbing your beat, Bibas. Yankees top 20 prospect. Been on base all three times. A walk, a couple of singles in this game. Well, Douglas Orellana against Kyle Carr tomorrow. Felipe De La Cruz against Ben Shields on Saturday. And then Jonah Tong will make his second start of the week against Cam Schlittler on Sunday. As Bibas takes outside. 0-1 the count. Righty fires and Cologne misses away. But our Friday tomorrow, we'll also have our Brooklyn block party. Special dining menu with ballpark favorites from around the country and more. We'll also have postgame fireworks tomorrow. Always a fan favorite as Bibas, a cue ball off the hands that just happens to stay fair. Down the third baseline. Bibas lost his helmet. Throw in from left field, a bit offline and not in time. So your beat, Bibas on base for the fourth time, his third hit. And the sixth extra base hit for the Renegades is a double.
Yeah, well, a moment ago, he wasn't the only Renegade to reach base all three times, but he is now the only Renegade to have reached base all four times. We'll see if Cole Gabrielson can follow suit and match him a little later on.
So Bibas, the rehabber, trying to prove that he is just at about full health. Certainly done so through his four trips to the plate tonight.
So Hudson Valley now with more hits tonight than they had through the first two games of this series combined.
Jesus Rodriguez attacks the first pitch. Sharp ground ball to second. And Jeffrey De Los Santos gets the out at first as Bibas scoots up 90 feet to third. Our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night will give you the answer in the bottom of the inning. This date 2004, this New York Met broke Tommy Agee's franchise record for single-season leadoff home runs. Tweet with the hashtag ConeyConvos if you think you know. Also love this. No headshot for Avina for Hudson Valley yet. So out on the video board is not a photo of Avina. It's a photo of a mascot as this hit on the ground in the hole at third and off the diving glove of LaRusso in the left field, a base hit. Scoring is Bibas. Avina will hold at first base. He's on base for the third time today. And Hudson Valley again gets the run back. It's 11-3. And for Avina, his third RBI.
Renegades have now put up runs in all but one inning tonight.
Somewhere Nick Ortiz in that third base dugout, or maybe tonight over at the third base coach's box, saying, well, we scored just two runs in the first two games as Martinez pulls it on the ground behind first. Gill will take it to the bag himself to end the inning, but wondering, let's maybe try and save some of these runs for the rest of the week, fellas. Using them all up tonight. Hudson Valley scores again. Their lead back to 8. We head to the bottom of the sixth. 11-3 in favor of the Yankees affiliate on SNY.
Attention Cyclone fans and furry friend enthusiasts. Get your paws ready for Bark in the Park Nights, presented by the Veterinary Emergency Group. Join us at Maimonides Park for a tail-wagging good time on five special Tuesdays, April 23rd, May 21st, June 18th, July 23rd, and September 3rd. For just $20, humans get a ticket to the game and a stylish Cyclones cap while your four-legged buddies enter for free. Enjoy the game from our main seating bowl designed to offer the best views for our two-legged fans. Plus, don't miss the pregame pup parade around the field starting 45 minutes before the first pitch. Line up between sections 22 and 24 and strut your stuff. And that's not all. With each ticket purchased, you'll also receive a Cyclones doggy backpack, perfect for carrying treats, toys, and bags on your walks. This handy bag clips easily to a leash or human backpack, making it a must-have for every outing. So mark your calendars and join us for Bark in the Park Nights. Purchase your tickets today at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. Cyclones Baseball, where amazing starts here and every bark is part of the cheer.
Hi, this is Joshua Cornelli from Caracas, Venezuela, and you are listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball, only on the Cyclones Radio Network.
So even though Sebastian Keane surrenders two home runs, he receives a heck of a lot of run support offensively. Hudson Valley leading 11-3. Keane departs in line for the win. Five innings, six hits, three runs all earned, two walks, six strikeouts. Now it's the right-hander Stephen Fulgencio on to take his place, Justin.
Thank you, Johnny. Top of the 9 o'clock hour here on Coney Island. Brooklyn trailing Hudson Valley 11-3. And the first pitch to Stanley Consuegra taken outside 1-0. Stanley 0-2 tonight. Couple of foul pops, one to third, one to the catcher, as Fulgencio misses high. Fulgencio, the right-hander, 6'3", 220 pounds, 23 years old. From San Pedro de Macorís, making his seventh appearance with Hudson Valley. Consuegra takes down and away. 1-1 record, 6.35 ERA, four hits in 5 2/3 innings, but has walked six and struck out only five. Start of the year at Single-A Tampa, as Consuegra watches a get-me-over fastball for a strike. But has been with Hudson Valley since the final day of April. 3-1. Consuegra off the pause on the ground at third. LeMahieu comes on, and he'll get the out at first, one away. Time to get you the answer to our Coney Convo's trivia question of the night. Our question today was, this date, 2004, this New York Met broke Tommy Agee's franchise record for leadoff home runs in a single season. And our question tonight was, who is he? First pitch to Jeffrey De Los Santos in the dirt. And the count 1-0. I don't know if Johnny has looked over my shoulder yet to see who the answer is.
I was going to say, I would like to think I would have gotten this, even had I not accidentally, I'll preface it with, seeing the name pop up on your screen.
A strike at the knees, 1-1.
And I won't even say I would like to think. I would have got it. I got to have that self-confidence.
Well, he's a guy who holds a lot of unique records in Mets history, as De Los Santos chases down and in 1-2. And ironically enough, I want to say a week or so ago, 2 weeks ago, some Twitter handle posted the old video from SNY, Mets, and I want to say it was the Padres. Back in the day, the 1-2 is De Los Santos in the air, down the line and left. Back goes Battle, and it's off the base of the fence. Jeffrey on his way to second, and he'll slide in there safely. Ball gets away, but backed up by Romero. So an opposite field double for Jeffrey De Los Santos. That double from Jeffrey calls for a barrel Smith barrel-aged cocktail. Put the barrel on the ball. So another two-base knock for De Los Santos. His hitting streak now at six. And Brooklyn, a man in scoring position. One down for Mateo Gil, who has a double to his name tonight. But it was that game in San Diego where Kaz Matsui started the year on the IL as Gill takes a strike. He had homered in his first at-bat in each of his first two major league seasons. I think it was somewhere in May, making his season debut, and then hit an inside-the-park home run at Petco Park as Gill takes outside. And Gary Cohen and I want to say Keith Hernandez in disbelief and laughing so hard it almost felt like they were going to fall out of the booth. But Kaz Matsui broke Tommy Agee's record as this line to left. right at Kyle. Battle for the second out. Matsui. Five leadoff home runs to break Tommy Agee's initial record set during the amazing summer of 1969. So a man at second, two down for Christian Preachin. Single to right in his last at-bat. And a toss from Fulgencio inside 1-0. 11-3, Hudson Valley. Bottom of the sixth inning. Renegades five in the first. A single run in the third, two in the fourth and fifth, and another in the sixth. Preachin takes outside. Brooklyn single runs in the first, third, and fifth innings tonight. Preachin off the screws. Coming on the second baseman, Bibas, and from the third base side of second, gets the out at first to end the inning. So Brooklyn gets a double from Jeffrey De Los Santos, but can't do anything with it. To the seventh we go. Call to the bullpen upcoming for the Cyclones. 11-3 Renegades on SNY.
On Saturday, June 22nd, come help us celebrate Margaritaville Night at the ballpark. Come enjoy a cheeseburger or a hot dog in paradise when the Cyclones host the Blue Claws. The first 1,500 fans will take home a custom-made Cyclones Hawaiian shirt. And you can take home a special tiki mug with our exclusive ticket package. And if that's not enough, celebrate by enjoying our all-you-can-drink offer. 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzers, and more, plus receive that limited edition tiki mug. For more info and to purchase your tickets, visit BrooklynCyclones.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Go to the top of the seventh inning. Call to the bullpen for the Cyclones. Joey Lancelotti, former North Carolina Tar Heel, comes on. As Kiko Romero will lead things off as we hand the play-by-play back over to Johnny Gadamowicz.
Lancelotti, the fourth Brooklyn pitcher of the night. Nothing and one on Kiko Romero. So Lancelotti will begin his evening against the bottom third of this Renegades batting order, 7-8-9, Romero, Gabrielson, and then Battle. Hit on the ground, first base side, foul ball. But don't take it for granted that it's the bottom third if you're Joey Lancelotti. Cole Gabrielson on deck is 3-for-3 so far tonight, two singles and a double. Different narrative for Romero, though. He's still in search of his first trip to the base paths, 0-for-3. Two groundouts and a strikeout. 0-2. Hit foul again, first base way. Lancelotti, 5'11", 205. Pennsylvania native. As you mentioned, a North Carolina Tar Heel. Almost was not, though. Prior to his college days, like Sebastian Keene, Hudson Valley starter, also heard his name out of high school, but opted not to sign. This one roped to right, and it drops in for a base hit. Consuegra chasing it down all the way to the pole. Cannon of an arm, but a little bit wide to the left. And that enables Romero to slide in safely with a leadoff double. So Romero does indeed reach base. Puts a runner on second base with nobody out. All but one Hudson Valley starter has reached safely tonight. Jared Cerna, the two-batter, the only one yet to do so. So now Gabrielson, who is as hot as can be, 3-for-3. With a duck on the pond, his team operating with an 8-run lead. First pitch swinging, puts it in the air. Consuegra, couple of steps left, then in, makes the catch. And they don't want to test his arm for very good reason. Consuegra unleashes the cannon to keep Romero put at second base. One gone. But anyway, getting back to Lancelotti. Very well could have been participating in this game on the other side of things. Yanks took him in the 34th round in the 2019 draft. Opted not to sign. Go play baseball in the ACC with the Tar Heels. A couple of years later, here he is in Brooklyn. Wave and a miss to Kyle Battle. On a good sweeper there from Lancelotti. Nothing in one. Five-pitch arsenal for Joey. Fastball, cutter, sweeper, curve, and changeup. Curveball fairly new to that arsenal. Rip and a miss, nothing in two. But Lancelotti, who did work his way as high up to Double-A back a season ago, even started a game for the Rumble Ponies as well, his only career start in pro ball. ERA was a little under 5 across those 6 appearances with Binghamton back in 2023. Ball and 2 strikes to the Hudson Valley 9 batter. Brooklyn in the home half will send 9-1-2. Plenty of work to be done if Brooklyn wants to make this 4-game win streak a 5-game streak. 1-2 popped up. This will stay in the infield. Jeffrey De Los Santos just adjacent to the second base bag. He dropped it. In and out of the glove. And Battle reaches safely. E4 against Jeffrey. Well, it is a Mets-Yankees Subway Series High A South Atlantic League. I won't go there. Just figured it was worth mentioning.
So, bringing up bad memories for everybody across the tri-state area.
As someone who was in the house that night, trust me, don't want to relive that. So back to the top we go. Pinch hitter for Hudson Valley. Bo Brewer will take the spot of DJ LeMahieu, who was the leadoff hitter for the Renegades tonight. But LeMahieu got 4 at-bats. Now Brewer swaps out for him. Starts him out with the fastball up and away. And it's 1-0. Brewer, a 19th round selection back in 2022. 50 games with Single-A Tampa a season ago. To the tune of a .280 batting average. Hudson Valley, a very deep bench. That, of course, is the nature of the beast when you've got a couple rehabbing guys on your roster. But it's been a little tough, we'll say, for some of the non-everyday players for the Renegades to see time this week. As this one hit to dead center, Morabito moving backwards makes the catch, rifles it in, but tagging to third, Romero in standing. Two away, men on the corners for Jared Cerna. How about the moon in dead center in Auburn orange, Halloween-esque, just beyond the batter's eye. Out above Breezy Point and the Atlantic Ocean beyond center field. Creepy to say the least. First pitch to Jared Cerna, a called strike. It was sort of a weird weather day all day if you were in the tri-state area. Got ominously dark for about 20, 30 minutes this morning. Pouring thunderstorms gave way to pretty nice afternoon, all things considered. One misses down and away. Of course, the turf here at Maimonides Park. So, thankfully, those showers they don't affect it all too much with how well this takes to the rain. Just absorbs it like a sponge. Foul tip. It's 1-2 to Jared Serna. Serna trying to become the last member of the Renegades to reach safely tonight. It's been one of those nights for Hudson Valley where everybody's got a good thing going. Figures it would be the guy with the 20-game on-base streak who's yet to do so. Here's a 1-2. Preaching another impressive block. Jared, not the only Serna in the Yankee minor league system. His cousin Luis, a pitching prospect, currently with single-A Tampa. Perhaps they'll be teammates at some point down the line. 2-2. I mentioned that pop that Serna possesses despite the 5'7 stature. Had a 3-homer game against Wilmington a couple of weeks back. Wags that bat off his right shoulder. And watches ball 4 go by. So another base runner for Hudson Valley. Serna does indeed extend the on-base streak to 21. And that'll bring up your beat, B-Boss, with the bases juice. No place to put him for Joey Lancelotti. Well, this is a Hudson Valley team really desperate for a win. Mention that 4-game losing streak. They have responded adequately thus far. One on the pitch clock. Lancelotti just gets it off. Fastball at the knees. It's 1-0. Well, this Brooklyn pitching has really been stellar all season. This is an uncharacteristic performance, to say the least, from the Cyclone staff. 1-0. Flared down the line. This will reach the seats. But Brooklyn entering play today. A 3.44 ERA, just 1/100th behind Jersey Shore at 3.43 for the top mark in the Sally League. Now, of course, following today's contests, that number is going to spike up. 1-1. Hit on a line to right, drops in for a base hit. One run home to score. Everybody up a base. Gill tried to apply the tag. Not in time, though, as Bibas overran the pillow a little bit. An RBI single for Bibas. Romero taps home, and Hudson Valley pushes its lead to 9. Third RBI of the night for Bibas. Battle up to third, and Serna behind him on second. Inning continues for Lancelotti here, and it gets no easier against Jesus Rodriguez. Rodriguez, like many of his teammates, multiple trip to the base paths tonight. A couple of walks. Hits this 1-0 pitch to second, and De Los Santos couldn't see it all the way through. Two-run score, throw goes to third. And the tag is applied, but not before a pair comes home for the Renegades. Their lead now double digits, 14-3, 14 runs on 14 hits. Stretch time in Brooklyn. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
What's Brian Kenny thinking? Thinking about traditional stats?
Teams are not stealing enough. If I'm running a major league team, I'm starting to track me.
Advanced metrics?
I've given up on trying to get rid of batting averages. No beating it.
The impact of rule changes?
Pitch timer violations have been scarce.
One thing's for sure. He's thinking about baseball, and he's fired up for 2024.
These are the standards by which major leaguers are measured.
Watch the show for the thinking fan. MLB Now, weekdays at 12 Eastern on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein.
perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
Hudson Valley puts up a three spot in the top of the seventh. If it wasn't already a tall enough task for Brooklyn to try to make something out of nothing down the home stretch here, they find themselves now down by 11, 14-3. 9-1-2 up to bat against Fulgencio, the Hudson Valley reliever. Starts out Karel Paz with a fastball, nothing and one. So Paz does have hits in 7 of 8 games he's played in this season. Hitless tonight. Hits this one sharply to first. Romero vacuums it up and steps on the bag. One away. So back to the top we go for Nick Morabito. Morabito, who we highlighted off the jump of the broadcast, and for good reason, Brooklyn's best offensive player over the course of the past couple weeks. Takes a changeup in towards the hands for ball one. Number 26 prospect in the organization, according to Baseball America. Ball and a strike. You think about some of the names, Justin, that have been here on Coney Island over the course of the past 12 months and change. 1-1. It's crazy to think about the amount of talent that has come through here. Morabito hoping perhaps he's the next Cyclone to insert his name into that conversation. But Christian Scott, 6 starts here back in 2023. Of course, everybody knows what he's done since then. But plenty of other names as well that currently find themselves in the upper echelon of the Mets minor league system. Saw Blake Tidwell make his AAA debut. That's a name more and more Met fans are starting to get acclimated with as Morabito takes a called strike 3.
And Tidwell making his AAA debut tonight for Syracuse.
You think about the likes of Jet Williams, Kevin Parada, Ryan Clifford, Alex Ramirez. Those are all the batters. Haven't even gotten to the pitching side of things yet. Nick LaRusso takes a first pitch strike.
Probably the most familiar name now for fans is the man who's going to start the first game of the homestand for the Mets tomorrow.
And you think about a word that has been thrown around a lot when it comes to the Mets. Front office, Steve Cohen, David Stearns, of course. The sustained success feels like that's been a hot button term used over the course of the past couple months. That all starts here. Plunked. LaRusso took one upstairs. And now the attention turns towards number 48 in his home white jersey. Thankfully, LaRusso appears to be okay. It was a breaking ball from Fulgencio. I think it may have hit the helmet of LaRusso. Certainly heard some sort of thud. And naturally, just getting checked on, making sure he's all good.
Yeah, Skylar Nicholson, the assistant athletic trainer, talking with LaRusso. Gilbert Gomez, the manager. John Vaughn, the bench coach and first base coach, around him as well to make sure all okay. Last thing you want to see, especially when you consider LaRusso has basically provided all the runs for Brooklyn tonight with a couple of home runs, but doesn't look like Nick's going to stay in this ball game as Wilfredo Lara has started to do some stretches up the first base line.
Definitely no reason to, particularly staring at an 11-run deficit. But even if that wasn't the case, obviously want to make sure everything all good with LaRusso, as Lara will indeed take his place. So a great night for Nick. Ends in an unfortunate way. And it appears as if that is the end of Fulgencio's day. Hudson Valley will make a call to the bullpen. We'll have the new arm for you after a short break. 14-3 Renegades.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now. Secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Mason Vineyard out of the bullpen for Hudson Valley. First pitch, a strike, Johnny.
0-1 on Junior Tillian. So Vineyard on as Junior Tillian stands in. Fulgencio's day done. Vineyard, an undrafted free agent signee in the summer of 2022 by the Yankee org out of Western Kentucky. A university that the Cyclones were not too far away from last week on the road down in Bowling Green against the Hot Rods. Tampa Bay Rays affiliate. So Vineyard inherits a runner on first. Nick LaRusso hit by a pitch. Wilfredo Lara came on to take his place. Two outs. Brooklyn down 11. Served on the ground. Over to first, low throw, dug out by the first baseman Romero to retire the side. So Vineyard does his job, comes on, retires the only batter he faces to end the inning. We'll go to the eighth, 14-3 Renegades from Maimonides Park.
This summer, every Friday night home game with the Brooklyn Cyclones is a mouth-watering adventure with our Taste of Brooklyn series. Devour chili-dusted tortilla chips and fire-roasted salsa, Nathan's famous hot dogs, and a rotating selection of fan-voted best ballpark foods, plus exclusive dishes from local Brooklyn restaurants. And for dessert, a delightful donut hole bar. Join us at the all-new patio party at the hot corner along the third base line. It's the perfect spot to enjoy the game and indulge in Brooklyn's best bites. Tickets are just $55. Don't miss the ultimate Friday night out with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park. Grab your tickets now by logging on to brooklyncyclones.com or by calling 718-507-TIXX. Amazing starts here.
Calling all hot dog lovers, come join us at Maimonides Park on Wednesday, July 3rd, when the Cyclones will suit up as the Coney Island Franks. Just one day before the annual Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest, the first 1,500 fans to enter the ballpark will receive a Joey Chestnut bobblehead giveaway. There are also special guaranteed ticket offers to ensure you'll get to take home a bobblehead of the hot dog king of Coney Island. For tickets and more info, make sure to log on to brooklyncyclones.com.
Couple of defensive changes for the Cyclones. Wilfredo Lara stays in at third. Carlos Oviedo in at catcher. And Victor Castaneda on the mound. To take us home the rest of the way, here's Justin Rock.
Thank you so much, Johnny. First pitch to Jay Savina is outside 1-0. Castaneda. Latest arm used by Brooklyn tonight as Avina tied up inside 1-1. Fifth different pitcher used by Gilbert Gomez today. All three runs against Joey Lancelotti. Last inning unearned. Castaneda from the first base side, the 1-1. Rifled back a ball and two strikes. Castaneda signed by the Mets as a minor league free agent last year. Started his career in the Brewers organization, traded during spring training last season to the Tampa Bay Rays as a player to be named later. As Avina down on strikes, up at 79. First strikeout tonight for Castaneda. One out in the eighth inning for Omar Martinez. But the Mets signed Castaneda back in December. Guy who has been a top 30 prospect in the Milwaukee organization. Martinez has had himself a whale of a game tonight. 2 for 3. As he takes inside and low. A 3-run homer, a sac fly, an RBI double. And was finally retired on a ground out to first in his last at-bat. A 1-0. Outside, 2 balls and no strikes. Johnny was mentioning the Mets affiliates and some names that have come through Coney Island over the last year or so. But take a look around the Mets affiliates here in the eighth innings. Martinez ahead, 3 balls, no strikes. Triple-A Syracuse doubleheader today. Also Mets and Yankees, Syracuse and Scranton Wilkes-Barre at AAA. Syracuse lost game 1, 3-2. 3-0 and a breaking ball strike. Blake Tidwell making his AAA debut. 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits. Walked 4, struck out 3. As this hit on the ground a second. De Los Santos 2-E for the out. But Johnny Tidwell, a guy who a lot of people were high on when he was with the Cyclones early last season, but based on his start so far in 2024, certainly feels like Tidwell has taken his game on the bump to the next level.
Oh, certainly. And you think about the three-headed monster that this Cyclones rotation really had last year with, obviously, Christian Scott, who we've talked about, Blade Tidwell, and another name, Tyler Stewart, who was really impressive here in Brooklyn, doing his thing now at the higher levels as well.
Stewart still at double-A as Kiko Romero takes a strike. Ryland Thomas was also promoted to AAA Syracuse with Tidwell as Romero out in front of the split finger. No balls and two strikes. Thomas hit .328 last year between both single-A levels and double-A Binghamton. If you follow a lot of what goes on with the Mets minor leagues on social media, you know the name. But if you haven't, commit that to memory. One of the best pure hitters, if not the best, in the entire organization. As the 0-2, strike 3 called. Nicely done by Victor Castaneda out of the bullpen. 1-2-3 in the eighth. Retires the side on 12 pitches. Seven and a half complete. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning, bottom of the 9 o'clock hour, 14-3 Hudson Valley. You're watching Cyclones Baseball on SNY.
Each Sunday, elevate your game day on Coney Island with the Cyclone Sunday Brunch Package. Picture yourself enjoying the best view in baseball from our Brooklyn rooftop with panoramic sights of the Atlantic Ocean, Coney Island's iconic amusements, the stunning Lower Manhattan skyline, and more. Begin your experience 30 minutes before the first pitch with 2 hours of exquisite brunch service. Dive into a delicious menu featuring fresh fruit and yogurt parfaits, Nathan's hot dog sliders, our chef's table brunch selection, and unlimited Bloody Marys, mimosas, Bellini seltzers, plus coffee and soda. Your ticket not only grants access to this rooftop haven, but also includes a Cyclone souvenir cap, all for just $60, or choose the $42 option for those under 21 and designated drivers. But hurry, pricing for our brunches will increase 9 days before the event. So secure your spot now at brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX. So come to Maimonides Park for baseball and bloodies, an amazing Sunday brunch experience.
William Lugo to lead off for Brooklyn as we go to the bottom of the eighth inning. Part of the lineup due up, Lugo, Consuegra, De Los Santos against Mason Vineyard. We got the final out of the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Lugo up and in the count 1-0. Vineyard works from the first base side. 1-0 pitch, a called strike. Vineyard pitching for the first time since Sunday. Undrafted free agent signing, as Johnny mentioned, out of Western Kentucky. 1-1. Dribbled foul, 1-2. The Vineyard from Paducah, Kentucky. Not a big town in the Commonwealth, but it's made up two of the roster spots for the Renegades this year. A loose ball out in left field, run down by somebody climbing over Hudson Valley's bullpen wall. But Vineyard, for a period of time as a kid, as Lugo crushes one well foul. Heads up on Surf Avenue. Maybe anyone going to the original Nathan's for a late night hot dog might have some leather with your Frankfurter.
With how far that was hit, I was thinking more heads up on the Belt Parkway.
Gonna run over it on the way home tonight.
Yeah.
1-2. Breaking ball, strike three called. Got him on the pitch away. Eighth strikeout for Hudson Valley's pitching staff. And the first for Vineyard. One down in the eighth inning for Stanley Consuegra, 0 for 3 tonight. But Vineyard was neighbors in Paducah, Kentucky for a period of time. Not his entire childhood, but for long enough with a guy that's now in the same pitching staff as he is. Jackson Fristo, who started the game for the Renegades yesterday afternoon. Both from Paducah, Kentucky, and now both in high A with the Yankees. Let's get Swagra out in front. A ball and a strike. We were telling you about the Mets affiliate scoreboard here in this eighth inning. Triple-A Syracuse walked off in game one, but good news in game two. Consuegra takes down and away. Syracuse a 4-2 win to split the doubleheader. Luke Ritter, a former Cyclone, eighth home run of the year. Another guy that doesn't get talked about a whole lot, but has a lot of pop. Consuegra checks his swing, did not go. 3-1 now. Luis Angel Acuna now has his batting average up to .243. And a strong start for Mike Vassell. Another former clone. 5 1/3 innings. Consuegra takes a strike and it's full. Double A Binghamton right now, top of the ninth inning. They also playing in a high scoring game. They've scored 8 runs in the top of the eighth inning to take a 13-6 lead on Reading. Consuegra takes high ball 4 and he's aboard with a 1-out walk. Alex Ramirez, a 3-run homer in that 8-run eighth inning. His second double A home run. Omar De Los Santos caught stealing for just the third time this year at AA today. He was one of the players Brooklyn had promoted to AA Binghamton on Sunday. As De Los Santos can't connect.
Not to be confused, of course, with Jeffrey, who stands in now.
No, we appreciate the Mets making our radio broadcasts a lot easier, not having to specify Jeffrey or Omar. As Jeffrey takes low, a ball and a strike. But Omar, a guy who has elicited comparisons to Terrence Gore, incredible speed. 1-1, a wave and a miss. 1-2 now. Someone, if the Mets can find a way to get back in the playoff hunt in the National League down the stretch, someone you might want to keep your eyes on as potential maybe pinch runner to steal a bag or two. 1-2. Back foot bender misses inside. But great to see a big game at AA from Drake Osborne. He's one of the first players promoted from Brooklyn earlier this year. 3 doubles tonight and 4 RBI. 2-2. And another foul ball to the left. Kevin Parada a couple hits tonight at AA. There's a reason why the slogan here on Coney Island is amazing starts here. 2-2, and De Los Santos gets drilled in the foot. Again, Vineyard tried to throw a pitch towards Jeffrey's back toes and instead caught the entire foot. And so 2 on and 1 out. The first baseman, Mateo Gil, 1-for-3 with a double.
Well, it has certainly been a busy night for the scorecard. Really on both sides tonight. Brooklyn not going down without a fight. Runners on here. Obviously a lot of work to be done. But even at this point in the ballgame, you're just looking for quality at-bats, right? Try to end the day on a high note, even if you don't walk out of here with a victory. And now Mateo Gil's turn to try to keep the line moving.
Also trying to build some confidence going into the weekend starting tomorrow as the 2-2, rather the first pitch, drops in there a strike.
I do think that is one of the great things about the nature of the 6-game series in the minors is that, you know, obviously in the big leagues, you drop one game, it's a big deal, really alters the course of a series. Next thing you know, you could lose the series if you lose one more. Here, 6 games, with the way Brooklyn's been playing, by the time this thing's all said and done, tonight could be nothing more than a blip on the radar.
And it's been a weird thing with days of the week with Brooklyn this year as Gil takes a strike 1-2. Brooklyn has just been abysmal on Thursdays. I can't give you an answer why. They are winless at home and 1-5 overall. And 1-2, check swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire. Another strikeout for Vineyard, 2 on and 2 out. But on the other end of the coin, they have been otherworldly on Tuesdays and Saturdays. Brooklyn a perfect 8-0 at home on Tuesdays and Saturdays, including a 12-2 record. Carlos Oviedo is going to hit for Christian Preachin. And Oviedo takes down and away for ball one. Oviedo joined Brooklyn at the start of the 2-week road trip. Was on the inactive roster, the development list. Reinstated last week against Bowling Green. The starter behind the plate yesterday as the 1-0 skied a mile high. And this one will get about 4 rows back right off of somebody's hands. But someone with a Brooklyn t-shirt comes away with a souvenir. I don't know if it went off the guy in the Stanton jersey's hands. But that would play just too well into the whole Stanton playing DH predominantly thing. Vineyard deals, and Oviedo is swinging a miss. Count one and two. Oviedo, youngest player right now on Brooklyn's roster. Just 19 years of age. Will not turn 20 until the late portion of August. Two on, two out. Brooklyn down 11. The 1-2 pitch outside at 2-2. Oviedo 0-9 at the plate this year. Spent last year in the Complex League in Port St. Lucie. 2-2. And he got him on the breaking ball, strike three. Three strikeouts in the inning for Vineyard to work around a walk and a hit batter. To the ninth we go. It has been all Navy and Silver tonight. Hudson Valley a 14-3 lead over the Cyclones on SNY.
Performance.
He is locked in.
Passion.
There's nobody more important than him.
Teamwork.
Working together is key.
Get inside the game with MLB Tonight.
It is a big one.
Bringing you breakdowns, highlights, and live look-ins to the big moments as they happen.
That was the MVP of the game right there.
MLB Tonight. Inside the game all season long. Only on MLB Network. Go to MLBNetwork.com for TV channel number and schedule.
Cyclones fans, get ready to elevate your game nights at Maimonides Park. Presenting our Friday Night Drinks on Us special exclusively at BrooklynCyclones.com. For just $22, you'll not only secure a field box ticket, but also enjoy two refreshing 24-ounce cans of Miller or Coors beer, or opt for a crisp, hard seltzer. Prefer something different? Your offer also includes the choice of two 12-ounce Coney Island cans, fountain drinks, or bottled water, ensuring there's something for everyone. Remember, this incredible deal cannot be combined with any other offers, and your drink credit is conveniently loaded onto your ticket. Simply scan your ticket at the point of sale and claim your drinks. It's that easy. Don't miss out on this unbeatable offer. Head over to BrooklynCyclones.com now and secure your spot for an unforgettable Friday night, because amazing starts here.
Victor Castaneda back to the mound for Brooklyn in the ninth. Hudson Valley a 14-3 lead. The sights and sounds of gorgeous Maimonides Park on Coney Island. Cole Gabrielson to lead off. And he takes a called strike in the count 0-1. Reminder, folks, still plenty of baseball this weekend here in Brooklyn. As the 0-1 charged into center. Going back on it, Morabito. And he's underneath to make the grab for the first out. Fireworks tomorrow, 7 o'clock start. Saturday, our baseball you can drink package. Game ticket and 2 hours of beer, wine, seltzer, soft drinks, and more. 6 o'clock game for that on Saturday. And then Sunday, pregame catch on the field. Ice cream Sunday, our Sunday brunch. And Mookie Wilson going to be in town. Kyle Battle takes a strike. He'll be hosting a barbecue in the backyard, part of his legacy catering company. So if you want to have some barbecue with a Mets legend, log on to BrooklynCyclones.com. His Battle out in front 0-2.
Are we allowed to load up on some pregame and have it on the air?
I would hope so. Hopefully it doesn't go through my legs as the pitch outside 1-2. Battle off the end of the bat in a shallow left. That'll get down in front of Karell Paz for a base hit. So Kyle Battle on with a one-out knock. And now 8 of the 9 in Hudson Valley's starting lineup tonight have at least a base hit. And all 9 had already reached base at least once. Brings up Bo Brewer. Came on for DJ LeMahieu in the 7th. And Brewer takes high 1-0. But to get your tickets for this weekend on Coney Island or throughout the course of this 2024 season, as Brewer falls down on the swing 1-1, visit BrooklynCyclones.com. Or for tickets, 718-507-TIXX. One on, one out. The 1-1. And this foul deep down the right field line. A ball and two strikes. Brewer, 19th round pick of the Yankees a couple of years ago out of Paris Junior College. Mets have produced a player out of Paris Junior College. Went on to become a pretty successful manager too, Ron Gardenhire. As Brewer takes a called strike 3. Got him on the fastball away. Another punch out tonight for Castaneda. That's his 3rd. And 1-on, 2 out for Jared Cerna.
Yeah, Castaneda has retired 5 of the 6 that he has faced. The bad news on the hole for the Cyclones, one more hit for Hudson Valley. It'll be tied for the most an opposing team has had against Brooklyn Arms.
As Cerna takes outside 1-0, the 14 runs against Brooklyn already, matching the most allowed by the Cyclones this year. 1-0, and Cerna deep down the left field line, hooking towards the corner, and that one off the Premio sausage signage. So now all 9 in Hudson Valley's starting lineup has picked up at least one hit as Cerna cruises into 2nd with a 2-out double. This has been some sort of offensive explosion from Hudson Valley tonight. A whopping total of 8 extra base hits, including 7 two-baggers. So now it's your beat, Bibas, who has been a tough hombre to tangle tonight. 4 for 4 with a walk. And he takes a called strike. Bibas, first time up tonight, walked. Came around to score, then singled and scored in the 3rd. 2-run knock in the 4th. Doubled and scored a run in the 6th, and then another RBI single in the 7th. As Bibas tried to hit that one all the way to the Bronx. Comes up empty 0-2. Look at the numbers for Castaneda so far this year. Trying to be the only Cyclone pitcher tonight to not allow a run. The pitch, and Bibas, a ground ball back up the middle. And I spoke too soon, a base hit. 1 run is in. Cerna will score. Another base hit for your beat, Bibas. He is 5 for 5, has 5 RBI. And Hudson Valley leads 16-3.
He's also been on base 6 times tonight. Has a walk sprinkled in there as well.
What a game for Yorbeet Bibas, who looks to be just about ready to rejoin AAA Scranton as Jesus Rodriguez pulls it foul. So good to know the announcer's drinks also makes its way to SNY, not just on the Bally Live app and the Cyclones radio network. Didn't even let me finish my sentence.
Maybe he heard you. Took it personally.
The 0-1 called strike 0-2. Brooklyn in the bottom of the 9th inning. We'll have 9-1-2 due up against the Renegade bullpen. No action right now for Hudson Valley. So you imagine Vineyard will come back out to the rubber as Castaneda misses low. A ball and two strikes. Been a tough one tonight for Brooklyn. As especially when you consider how good the pitching has been all year. The 1-2, a hot shot ground ball right off the chest of De Los Santos. Regathers, throw to first in the nick of time to get Rodriguez and end the inning. But Hudson Valley tacks on two more. Three hits, one man left. We head to the bottom of the ninth. Renegades 16, the Cyclones 3. Need 13 to tie, 14 to walk it off. See if they can score a couple touchdowns when we come back on SNY. The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Mason Vineyard back to the mound, bottom of the ninth inning. It has been all Hudson Valley. Here from Coney Island tonight as the Renegades have a 16-3 lead. Correll Paz, Nick Morabito, Wilfredo Lara, the three scheduled to bat for Brooklyn here in the ninth inning. A reminder, folks, series continues tomorrow. You can tune in to Johnny and I while you watch the Mets on SNY against the Giants. Our coverage will start on the radio side, 6:45. TV coverage will pick us up at 7. Douglas Orellana against Kyle Carr. As Paz is swinging a miss at a fastball, 0-1. Paz, last chance to extend his hitting streak at 6 right now. But Carr, the highest-rated prospect on the Hudson Valley roster, number 11 by MLB.com. And Douglas Orellana, a name doesn't get talked about a whole lot in Mets prospect land, but may come up sooner rather than later on the Mets pod with Connor Rogers and Joe DiMaio. As Paz takes inside 1-1. But Orellana, a 1-2-3 ERA this year for Brooklyn between the bullpen and the rotation. The 1-1 in the air left field, but this will hang up for Battle, who makes the grab for the first out. Johnny, the ERA for Orellana coming into play today. That mark, the sixth lowest in minor league baseball.
Yeah, he's been spectacular, no two ways about it.
As Morabito takes low, 1-0, sixth lowest among pitchers with 29 or more innings pitched this season. He'll try and lower that mark a little bit further tomorrow night is the 1-1-0 chopped foul.
He's also striking guys out. He's got 41 in 29 innings and change, a sub-1 whip. Opposing hitters hitting just .165 off of him.
He only turned 22 at the beginning of the month as the 1-1, a called strike at the letter is 1-2. Morabito, 1-for-3 tonight, a single, a walk, a couple of strikeouts.
It's been a good wipeout slider from Orellana as well that's really complemented it.
And speaking of breaking balls, Vineyard gets one in there against Morabito. And the Cyclones down to their final out tonight.
But earlier today, Douglas did an interview with a member of the local media, came on out to do a story on him, and you know, he really spoke at length about that slider and how it sort of just unlocked the arsenal for him, and obviously has his confidence and the numbers speaking for themselves, moving in the right direction.
First pitch Wilfredo Lara sees today is in the dirt, 1-0. Lara came on when Nick LaRusso was plunked. And his final at-bat of the night, that was back in the seventh inning. Lara hitting .181, a homer, 11 RBIs. He was the youngest man on the team before Carlos Oviedo joined, as Lara can't hold up 1-1. Had a great year last year at single-A St. Lucie. Was one of seven single-A players last year with 14 or more home runs and 14 or more stolen bases. 1-1 down and away. And Lara, that's number 23 prospect according to MLB.com. It is first home run of the season earlier this week. 2-1. And the breaking ball drops in there, and the Cyclones down to their final strike. Reminder, stay tuned. After the final out, we'll have the recap report for you. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And the ball game is over. Hudson Valley Renegades put up a season high against Brooklyn. 16 runs, 18 hits. And they rout the Cyclones tonight. A final score, the Hudson Valley Renegades 16. And the Brooklyn Cyclones 3. So Brooklyn's season high tying four-game winning streak comes to a close, as does the Renegades' four-game slide. So the tight race in the South Atlantic League North continues to stay very tight as we get closer and closer to the 20 games left mark in the first half. We'll step aside for a moment, put a bow on this when we come back. Cyclones fall to Hudson Valley 16-3. You're watching on SNY.
Calling all witches, wizards, and muggles on Coney Island. This Saturday, July 27th, it's Harry Potter Night with the Cyclones. Prepare to step into a world where the magic of baseball meets the enchantment of Harry Potter. Show your house pride and be one of the first 1,500 fans through the gates and receive an exclusive jersey representing Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, Ravenclaw, or Slytherin. Elevate your experience with our Baseball You Can Drink package for just $65 and receive a special Cyclones Hogwarts Stein. Perfect for toasting to a victory. Or guarantee your Harry Potter jersey with the $32 package, ensuring you won't miss out on this magical night. Head over to brooklyncyclones.com or call 718-507-TIXX to secure your tickets now. Have your wands at the ready, because amazing starts here.
The next time you head to Coney Island for a day of fun in the sun or a Cyclones game, be sure to stop by the all-new Coney Island Sandbar, located on Surf Avenue at Maimonides Park. It's the perfect spot to meet up with friends and grab a pregame snack or a postgame drink. For a full menu, including specials and happy hour deals, be sure to visit ConeyIslandSandbar.com. The Coney Island Sandbar, you bring the vibes, we'll bring the beach. Into our booth here high atop Maimonides Park. Multitasking as we welcome you back here to Coney Island alongside Johnny Gademowitz. I'm Justin Rock. A disappointing night for the Cyclones as they fall to Hudson Valley by a final of 16-3. And Johnny, Hudson Valley started hot, five runs in the top of the first inning, and they just did not relent.
Yeah, right from the jump, as we mentioned on the air earlier, one of those nights where, look, when you look at the lineup card, 1-9, everybody feeling it. These Renegades bats, make no mistake, made it a point to try to pounce on your Danny Ventura early. They did just that, and unfortunately, from a Brooklyn standpoint, a little bit of offense, Nick LaRusso, a two-homer night, but just not enough collectively to keep pace with what was really Hudson Valley's maybe best night offensively of their season up until this point.
Yeah, and you mentioned Nick LaRusso, who did a phenomenal job in this game, a couple of home runs, unfortunately left the game a little bit early after getting hit in the head with a breaking ball in the seventh inning, but LaRusso getting a chance to prove what we've seen all season long here in Brooklyn. He is someone that Mets fans really need to watch.
And it shouldn't come as much of a surprise, right? 2023 draftee who enjoyed a very nice college career at both Villanova and Maryland. He's done everything that he's been asked of from an organizational standpoint, and he did get to see a little bit of action on the tail end of last year as well. It's always interesting with the drafted guys. Do they see any action on the back end of that summer? Or if their team went on a deep run in the College World Series, sometimes organizations obviously prefer to just hold it out. LaRusso has spoken at length about how he feels like having a foundation where he played at the tail end of last year to sort of just set the expectation of what he's used to has really enabled him to kind of hit the ground running, which he certainly has done.
But a great chance for Brooklyn to get back in the series tomorrow night, 7 o'clock right here from Coney Island. Douglas Orellana will get the ball tomorrow.
Buckle up.
Thankfully, 16-3 only counts as one loss. You don't get extra losses for losing by 13 runs. But a great chance to get back in the win column tomorrow with one of the hottest pitchers in all of minor league baseball in Orellana, and a chance also to take three of the first four in the series.
Yeah, set the tone, right? As we said earlier, six-game sets, one loss could be nothing more than a blip on the radar with the way this Cyclone squad has been playing as of recently. No reason to think they won't have a short memory and turn it around tomorrow.
Well, our next broadcast here on SNY will be on June the 6th. When the Aberdeen Ironbirds of the Baltimore Orioles affiliate will come to town, we'll also be back on SNY the following day.